around 30 for Thursday, mostly cloudy. Chance of flurries through the day. Chance of sprinkles by the afternoon with a high around 40. Thursday evening, colder, mostly cloudy. Low in the lower 20s. And on Friday, mostly cloudy once again with a high in the upper 30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have cloudy conditions and light drizzle and 34 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 33. Stay tuned now. It's time for the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the wake-up call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-0400. 6609 is my fax, and my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want toll-free long-distance number, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up and get to me. I guess maybe we should... Let me back up just a little bit. I saw a show, heard a show a few days ago talking about how, talking about a study that a professor from somewhere did. And he looked at predictions that were made by politicians and talking heads and folks. And he gathered them up, going back 50 years, and looked at the things that they said and whether or not these predictions became true. And what he said, that a lot of the people, he divided them into hedgehogs and foxes. Foxes are people that knew a lot about a lot of different issues. Hedgehogs were like these big one-issue types of people, one-way-of-thinking types of people. One of the people that he talked about was Winston Churchill, how he was given credit for being right, so right before anybody else was right, about what Hitler was going to do and how England was never going to be able to have a relationship with Germany prior to many people. He anticipated what Hitler was going to do from the moment Hitler got there. And he's given a lot of credit for that. He's written up in the history books and talked about, waxed poetically about as a result of that. They don't mention in the same breath, of course, or even at all, how wrong he was about India. Because he said some of the same dire predictions about what India, what would happen if India had their independence. And I guess that's from that whole white colonistic perception on life. Oh, and then one of the things that the questions that was asked or raised by this discussion was, you know, maybe we really just should start keeping track of how often these folks are right and how often they're wrong, so that the next time they make another prediction about something that they think is going to go a certain way, because it all comes down to what they think, and that it is a prediction. I believe that we're going to have peace in Iraq. That's a prediction. I believe that there's going to be a democracy in Iraq. That's a prediction. I believe that the Sunnis are going to vote in this election. That's a prediction. Shouldn't we go back and see how right you were in other things before we start buying into that and giving you the reins? I believe that the Patriot Act is going to work. Well, what were you right about before? We really should keep stock of that stuff. And evaluate these people based upon how often they were right and how often they were wrong. I mean, we do that in our everyday relationships, don't we? And when we don't, we suffer. You know, when we don't, say, well, dang, he's been wrong about everything. You know, and when he's right, well, heck, a clock's right twice a day. That's not good enough. She's, you know, all of that. She's right, she's wrong. evaluate that. We do in our daily lives, and when we don't, we suffer at our own as a result of our own inactions. So, having said that, what I say about what would happen when what happened when there was a new dress code in the NBA? Who'd I say would make money out of that? Who'd I say that? Taking money away from all the little brothers out there. They're starting up their businesses. Taking away. And I'm not talking about necessarily the people that they're buying from, although there was some of that. I think the story needs to be done on how many people will now lose money and who is going to gain money as a result of this colonistic decision by the NBA of telling grown men how they got to dress. And these grown men taking it. These grown men take. And what I think is particularly foul about that decision, despite the fact that you know, you don't get to tell grown people how to dress. You don't get to tell grown people how to dress. But apparently you do. And apparently they are taking it. Because there is an article in the New York Times, and this is what I think is particularly foul. There's an article in the New York Times, and the article, now remember, they were not allowed to dress in any kind of hip-hop fashion, any kind of hip-hop way, any kind of hip-hop presence. Okay? Because I guess because of the impact of hip hop. We don't like hip hop. We want hip hop is not professional. Whatever that means. So what does the headline in the New York Times say about the decision to make grown men dress as they are told? Ka-ching, says the headline. Ka-ching for the specialty wear folks. Ka-ching. Ain't that some stuff? Ain't that some mess? Ain't that some stuff? Ka-ching is what they say. It's baloney. And it's also, I told you that white men and their specialty shops will start making a whole lot of money off of this decision to push mostly black men away from mostly black wear into mostly white wear. Ka-ching indeed. This is what it has been about. And there's too much ka-ching not going into the, not flowing into. You cannot convince me because it's not true. Y'all are, some of y'all are so pushed back by folks saying that there's a conspiracy. Folks saying that there's a conspiracy. That you are afraid to say stuff. Some of y'all are so intimidated is the word I'm looking for. Liz, there's no conspiracy. Folks, don't sit down. The heck they don't. the heck they don't sit down and tease out, plan out, theorize out things that have to do with money. You don't think so? You don't think that there's this conversation in this boardroom, in a boardroom somewhere, that said, how can we get more money elsewhere? How can we push some of the millions of, tens of hundreds of millions of dollars into the clothing industry in a way that we benefit from this? How do we get our friends to have hookup? How do we do that? There is a decision. Right here on the front page of the sports section, the sound of NBA's dress code, ka-ching. When the National Basketball Association instituted a business casual dress code, plenty of grumbling ensued, just like they treat them like children. Treat them like children. For decades, Freeman's shoes have been a favorite destination for teams visiting the hometown Hawks. Few stores carry shoes in sizes 7.5 to 22. But the new dress code has increased the specialty trade, and 2 days later, the store's van unloaded players from the Miami Heat after picking them up at the Four Seasons Hotel. $3,000 suit. $3,000 suits. $500 shoes. This one fine clothing store in Van Nuys, California, now dresses 3/4 of the NBA players, up from about a half before the institution of the dress code. Oh, yeah. This is about, as the headline says, ka-ching. This is about the money. And then there's one interesting little side note here. There's a tag inside of the clothes of the suits of Shaquille O'Neal. What does it say? Exclusively tailored for Shaquille O'Neal. You don't think that there are going to be labels coming out of this? You don't think that there are folks that are going to be making money out of this? And you don't think that the other industry, the darker industry of hip hop is not going to have an impact, not going to feel the impact of this? Ka-ching, boasting, the sound of the NBA's dress code, ka-ching. They should have clowned. And they should have said, I decide how I dress, not you. If y'all let hockey, if hockey players with no teeth are sitting in front of cameras after games and looking a hot mess, you don't get to tell me how to dress. Ka-ching, they said. Oh, yeah, making money off the backs of black people. Ka-ching. 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 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. Let me get to a couple of callers before I go. Daniel?
Danelle, hey, Danelle. Liz, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
You know, it was a brother up in Philly. He made millions off those throwback jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the throwback suits now.
That's right. Well, you know.
You see what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
Let's go back to the checkered suits with the purple collars and the big hats and see what Mr. Stern has to say about that.
Mm.
You know, it's just they couldn't touch that urban market.
That's correct.
Those brothers were going out there spending big money with these hip-hop fashion designers.
That's right.
And, he wanted a piece of that market.
All of the market.
All of it. Exactly.
All of the market.
Have a good day, Liz.
Thanks for your call, 454-0400. Aleem.
Yeah, how you doing, sister?
I'm outstanding.
Peace out to Irv Gotti, who was acquitted. Of course, to the Hip Hop Nation, they tried to put that drug charge on him, and he got off on it.
He walked out the door.
That's right. And one thing, Sister Liz, and I'm going to do this real quick, is to talk about depression and substance abuse within the African-American community. I wanted you, if you can do a show on that, if you can get some experts, some people, me, myself, and I'm not ashamed to say this, that, I go through substance abuse and depression as an African-American living here in America. And so that needs to be talked about, because around this time of year, around the holiday season, a lot of us go through some changes. And as a matter of fact, all year round, we go through some changes. So, sister, if you can kind of get some people on there and talk about that, the things that we go through, because we go through some stuff. We go through a lot of things.
Okay.
And we don't want to, and we, sometimes we take our family through some changes.
All right. Thank you, Aleem.
Okay. Thank you.
We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about.
Merry Christmas. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody
knows a turkey and some mistletoe. Help to make the season bright. Whoa. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, AM 920 WTMU. I'm Howard Morgan. Sours Traffic and Weather. Sours Traffic is sponsored by Vodog.com. One lane is open in both directions from Hanley to Wydon and Forest Park Parkway due to a water main break. Expect long delays on the side streets in Clayton. Otherwise, County Highway T at County Highway D is closed due to an accident near New Melly. Eastbound 270 at 157, there's an accident. The vehicle reportedly is off the roadway. Eastbound 40 between 14. Look for maintenance operations. The right lane will be closed, as well as the last Missouri exit is closed, so you can use 11th Street to get around. Northbound 55 between Richardson and Butler Hill, no problems to report there. Eastbound 44 between Chrysler and 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor all the way to Mason Road is on the move. Eastbound 70 at K and 79, look for no problems to report there. Northbound 270 around 44 area is slow. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry and New Florissant, look for normal traffic. Westbound 5570 split at Poplar Street Bridge, already stop-and-go traffic there. Westbound 64 at St. Clair all the way onto the PSB, look for no problems to report. Northbound Route 3 between Queenie and the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge, expect normal traffic there. The Broadway ramp to westbound 40 is closed due to maintenance work, and that is pretty much a look at the traffic this hour. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Bodog.com. This Sunday on Spike TV, watch the charity poker event of the season with musical guest Snoop Dogg. Bodog.com.net hosts Bodog Salutes the Troops, only on Spike. Tune in Sunday at 11:30 p.m. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Cloudy, chance of light rain, high in the upper 40s. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the lower 30s. Thursday, mostly cloudy, a chance of flurries through the day, a chance of sprinkles in the afternoon with a high around 40. Thursday evening, colder, mostly cloudy with a low around the 20s. And on Friday, mostly cloudy, once again with a high only in the upper 30s. Currently under cloudy conditions with drizzle, we have 34 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 33 and light rain. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communications Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake Up Call. And with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update Series. When we call it the award-winning Wake Up Call, we're not kidding. From everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, congratulations to Liz Brown on an outstanding job.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Fiction, classics,
what to get for the person who has everything.
Mystery, horror.
Bargain Books has 50,000 Christmas gifts for under $20.
Westerns, Zane Grey.
Books and more books, plus videos, magazines, and even DVDs.
Mythology, psychology.
Open 7 days a week. 20% discount on Sundays. Mention WGNU and get a free book.
Travel. Children's
Bargain Books at Godfrey Bookstore, 5735 Godfrey Road in Godfrey, Illinois, across from Lewis and Clark College.
Need to get it off your chest? 314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The cure for the common cause.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Wednesday morning at 9, Hollywood director Kitty Cavey joins Liz Brown for a look at how Hollywood stereotypes Asians. Her life story in itself is a fascinating show, but her latest work is called Smashing Stereotypes, and it pulls the curtain on how a Korean-born actor came to Hollywood with plenty of merits, but became typecast to only certain styles of roles. Does the acting industry really let you succeed through hard work? Don't miss director Kitty Cavey, Wednesday morning at 9, on The Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Ooh, we have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Does it make you feel good? Let me tell you this. What do they say? Good looking out. Good looking out. Was it Roger and me that had to do with GM? Wasn't Roger and me all those people, those tens of thousands of people that lost their jobs while there were all kinds of... Well, the CEOs kept getting richer and richer and better off, and people lost their homes and all that kind of stuff. And fast forward to the year 2005, tens of thousands of GM employees are being laid off their jobs again. But, let me be clear. 30,000 jobs are being lost in the United States. But not to worry, because that's what I'm here for, not to worry. Tuesday, GM said that it's going to not double, but three times the number of cars that it produces is going to increase. Three times the number of cars it produces in India. So if you want a job, I guess you need to go to India. And they're telling us, and I don't know everything. I'm not privy to all of the decision making. But GM says it's going to triple the size of cars that it produces for India, or in India. And that's not going to have any impact on the number of jobs that are here in the United States. Remember those cartoons where one of the character would do something stupid? And he would realize that he would do something stupid, and then the character would turn into a sucker. I guess that's what they think that all of us are. They're just suckers here in the United States. GM is cutting off, ending, getting rid of 30,000 jobs. That's 30,000 families. 17% of their force, of their North American hourly force, 17%. 30,000 families. You know what the trickle down effect of that is? And they're going to treble the amount of production in India. It produces $25,000 a car a year, or 25,000 cars a year. Now they're going to 80,000. But it's not going to have any impact on American jobs. Ooh. They're going to cut the number of vehicles that they build in North America by 1 million by the end of the year 2005. But it's not going to have any impact on you. Ooh. And GM is also adding 50 researchers in India to research to... its current research staff of 450 people. Our goal is to employ 500 people in India next year. But it's not going to have any impact on you or me. 30,000 jobs. 30,000 jobs. Whoo, suckers. Suckers. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I think that you're going to I'm excited for the interview that I'm going to be doing in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking about the movie Memoirs of a Geisha. You know, the geishas are Japanese women. And you know that the Memoirs of the Geishas, the lead actress, has been nominated for a Golden Globe Award. She's beautiful. She really is. It's a lush visual treat. It really is. It's a beautiful film. And by the way, the actress that's nominated for the Golden Globe playing a geisha is Chinese, not Japanese. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that and the stereotyping and whether Americans care. Do we care? Should we? My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We're going to take a break. Yes, we are. It's that time. We're going to take a break, and I will be back at 454-0400, revolution@lizbrown.com. Kitty Cavey is the director and guest that's going to be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. And don't forget, in the next hour, our St. Louis Schools Watch. Oh, Lord, we have much to talk about. Stay with me.
Update. Dateline Sydney. An emergency session of the New South Wales Parliament was called for to deal with the recent outbreak of racial violence in Sydney this past weekend. Lockdown zones are to be declared throughout the city to give police extensive new powers to deal with such widespread violence. Last night, six checkpoints were set up on the eastern side of Sydney, and motorists were being stopped and asked for their license and to explain why they were entering the area. A backup of over 200 cars was reported at one checkpoint. Witnesses say people of Middle Eastern appearance were the primary target of those roadblocks. An extra 450 police officers were on patrol in eastern suburbs the last evening. Nearly 400 people have been hurt and 27 arrests have been made. The head of the Labour Party says the intent of the measure is to take back the streets from the hooligans. Bail is going to be denied for anyone charged with rioting or violent acts, and penalties are to be increased to up to 15 years in prison. Some of the same measures were used when Sydney hosted the Olympic Games 5 years ago. And Dateline New Orleans. The suffering in Louisiana continues more than 3 months after Hurricane Katrina destroyed much of the Gulf Coast. The president of St. Bernard Parish, Henry Rodriguez, told CNN last night that people are still living in tents, barns, and even in their cars. He blames federal officials for the slow delivery of mobile homes that were designated for disaster victims. He says with the beginning of winter, it's critical that people have a decent place to live. One site is in operation and has about 50 trailers on it. Another similar site is expected to be up and running in a few days. But 12,000 trailers are needed to meet the need in his parish. Rodriguez says what is galling to him is the fact that 1,400 trailers are just sitting idle in St. Bernard Parish. The local government ordered them from a private contractor just days after the storm hit, but FEMA will not foot the bill for them. And CNN reports that another 5,000 mobile homes that FEMA did order are simply sitting unused somewhere in Arkansas. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
Relax with an old friend. Janet Jimenez shares places and spaces with you at WGNU.net.
The pearl, beautiful, lustrous, developed through years of hard work, patience, and the occasional grain of sand. The 30th annual Chuck Mormon Charity Christmas Party is a true pearl. Sunday, December 18th from 3 to 7 p.m. at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves. Seating is limited to 500 persons. Party and dinner tickets are $10 in advance. This includes a family-style buffet, a DJ with music from Complete Music Company, and entertainment from the Sweet and Sassy Dancers and the Jerry Stretz Professional Dancers. It also includes drawings for gift box door prizes, including, appropriately, a 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation-only tickets are just $5. Don't wait. Get your tickets from B Parks at AARP, Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler School, Rita Caffey at Contemporary Living Options, or Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The 30th Annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party, Sunday, December 18th at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves. Like all true pearls, something to be treasured, something not to be missed.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler, not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
Congratulations to Joe Garcia, producer of the Global News Update, a feature of the Morning Wake Up Call. Joe, along with Liz Brown, are the 2005 winners of the Best Spot News Award from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. We always knew Joe was a winner, and now you know too. Again, congratulations to Joe Garcia. Another reason to listen to the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. George Bush has given another speech today to tell us how great this election is going to go, and his plan for victory, and victory is ours. CNN USA Today Gallup poll said that a majority of Americans say they do not believe that Bush has a plan that will achieve a victory in Iraq. Most people believe, 58% of those polled said that Bush doesn't have a clear plan on Iraq. three out of five Americans, 59%, said that they disapproved of the way that Bush is handling Iraq. And it's up from last month. And it is inexplicable how the Democrats aren't seizing on to this. It's inexplicable that you're denouncing what Howard Dean said. Howard Dean is backing off from what Howard Dean said, that there is no plan for victory. There is no, that we can't win in Iraq. And all of the howling from the right and all of the BDs out there, you know who I'm talking about, Bush defenders, howling. There are people on talk radios that are saying that Howard Dean should be hung for saying that. And I guess what I would ask all of you BDs out there, you know, the ones that are too scary to call in here, the ones that are too, you know, too busy kicking their dogs and crying to their mamas about how bad I beat up on George W. Bush, but don't have the courage or the intestinal fortitude to call me up and confront me on the show, I would say this to you all, cowards that you are. I would say, if victory can be ours in Iraq, then define what victory is. What would victory look like? Would it be that the electrical system is, no, that's not, is in place? No, we don't have electricity. Could it be that the water system is not done? Schools aren't there. A trained police, no, not when they're pulling bodies out of prisons that have bullets in their heads and beaten by the police force that we trained. What would victory look like? I know, walking down the street without being shot. No, can't do that. How about driving down the street in your car without having your car blown up? Oh, no, you can't do that. What would victory look like? An election? Well, if candidates are being killed while they're running for office, that's not quite a victory. I know what, a successful trial of Saddam Hussein? No. Because the defense attorneys are being killed during the process of that. What would victory look like? Because if you're going to howl about Howard Dean is wrong and should be hung from a tree, please, dear God, describe for me what victory would look like so that we all know that it has been achieved. I don't know. The fact that we haven't used weapons of mass destruction. No, we've done that. What would victory look like? If we can't achieve it, describe it. If we have achieved it, show me. All you BDs out there, you Bush defenders, cowards that you are, all you can do is howl and offer up no explanation. You know, all these tough guys talking about turning Iraq into a parking lot. All of you tough guys out there wanted dead or alive, bring him in dead. You're cowards. You're absolute cowards. Kicking your dog is not the answer. Victor.
Hello, how are you there?
I'm outstanding.
Well, I can tell you what victory looks like. Victory looks like Halliburton getting away with what they're getting away with. Thank you.
You know what? I need to get off the air. You're absolutely right. That's what victory, what was it? Mission accomplished. Ike.
Yes, I was listening to you just some minutes before you went to break and you came back. First off, there's no win in this silly. And I always say, no war. This is just, to me, it just is just a first form of a genocide for Americans dying for no reason. He had no business going over there like we did in Vietnam. And like I said, it's the worst time of year for me because of the fact that my two brothers are dead because of Vietnam War. And as far as the car industry, like you're talking about, you know, I retired from GM. I got friends. I've crossed the long
and
I got to go.
You're right, Ike. We're going to take a break. I'll be back with Peter Downs in the School Watch. Say, stay with us.
I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not hard.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Michael Barr. It's the eve of a big day in Iraq. Parliamentary elections for a full term will take place. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in Baghdad.
Hundreds of Sunni clerics have made voting a religious duty. An Iraqi journalist, Zainab Hussein, says Sunni Arabs who stayed away from the polls in January will turn out this time.
It's better to have all parties, all sects participating. That's something amazing. It's progress in Iraq.
The Sunnis are trying to counter Shiite religious parties that are now in power here. The election could determine whether Iraq becomes a Shiite theocracy like Iran. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Baghdad.
President Bush plans to talk about the importance of the Iraqi elections during a speech in Washington today. Police in Boston say four people were shot to death last night inside a house basement that doubled as a music studio. Authorities say the victims, either in their late teens or early 20s, apparently knew each other. Boston Police Commissioner Kathleen O'Toole.
Anytime we have a homicide in Boston, it's a horrible tragedy. And, you know, my heart goes out to the families of these victims. The fact that it happened inside a residence is probably an indication that this wasn't a random act.
In Paterson, New Jersey, police are investigating a multiple homicide in the city's industrial section last night.
Four bodies discovered on the second floor of this warehouse earlier this morning. All four of those people apparently shot to death. Police are treating this as a homicide investigation. There are no suspects in custody. Police say they are looking for as many as four suspects in relation to the homicide.
ABC's John Del Giono. Iran's president has triggered a fresh wave of international condemnation after comments he made about the Holocaust. He says the killing of 6 million Jews by the Nazis was a myth used to create a Jewish state in the heart of the Islamic world. European countries call the remarks unacceptable. This is ABC News.
Check this out.
What's this? It's Boniva. Boniva is the only once-monthly prescription treatment for postmenopausal osteoporosis, clinically proven to build and maintain bone density with just one tablet a month.
Once a month? Oh, wow, that's great. I didn't know you could take just one tablet a month for anything.
With Boniva, you can. You should not take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or cannot sit or stand for at least 60 minutes. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you experience difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. You do the right thing to treat your osteoporosis, including diet, exercise, and taking calcium and vitamin D. Ask your doctor today about once-monthly Boniva. See our ad in Cooking Light. Call 1-888-MY-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com. Once-monthly Boniva. There's only one.
Former President Gerald Ford is back home in California after he was released from the hospital. ABC's Ann Compton has more.
The former president's staff is certainly trying to play down the urgency of his hospital visit. His chief of staff blamed it all on a horrible cold and said President Ford always gets a medical clinic checkup just before the holidays. At age 92, the former president has not been traveling as much as he once did.
Angry words from the U.S. after comments made by Canada's prime minister about White House policy on climate change. David Wilkins, U.S. Ambassador to Canada, says Prime Minister Paul Martin was bashing President Bush to score political points.
It may be smart election year politics to thump your chest and constantly criticize your friend and your number one trading partner. But it's a slippery slope.
Wilkins says when it comes to climate change, the U.S. is making significant progress. The movie King Kong debuts today. Michael Barr, ABC News.
I'm Peyton Colston with a report of WGNU News. This report brought to you by International Star Registry. A suspected car thief is seriously injured after a police chase led to numerous wrecks and a shootout. After responding to a report of a vehicle theft, an Alton police officer saw two men throwing items out of a dark-colored Mustang parked behind a maroon Grand Prix. Alton Police Chief Chris Sullivan says the four suspects fled the scene, and that led to the Grand Prix getting into an accident at Brown and Highland.
The right front passenger jumped from the vehicle and attempted to flee from the scene. The officer who was in pursuit jumped out of the car and tackled that suspect. The black Mustang stopped. The right front passenger of the Mustang opened fire on the officer. The officer returned fire. The suspect he had tackled escaped, jumped into the black Mustang, and all three suspects fled from the scene.
After the shootout, another officer spotted the Mustang and followed the suspects until losing control and crashing his squad car. No officers were seriously hurt. The driver of the Grand Prix was airlifted to a St. Louis area hospital. The three suspects still at large may also be responsible for an attempted armed vehicle theft in the Spanish Lake area. In other news, Tom Bauer will not return to his former aldermanic seat in St. Louis's 24th Ward. Voters in a special election yesterday chose Democrat Bill Waterhouse to fill the seat from which Bauer was recalled in September. Bauer, running as an independent candidate, came in a distant second, with Republican Sharon Barnes third. And on the St. Louis Public School Board, former board member Bill Haas wants his old job back. Haas, who filed the necessary paperwork yesterday for the 2006 election, says if elected, his main goal will be to bring up the district's accreditation. Haas previously served on the board from 1997 to 2005. He decided not to run for re-election when he decided to challenge St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay for that job earlier this year. And in other school news, nearly 100,000 kids stayed home from school in the U.S. every day because of bullying. That was the subject of a presentation yesterday at Riverbend School in Chesterfield. Terry Dredaller, a spokesperson for the Missouri Department of Public Safety, says school bullying can lead to other problems for its victims as well.
Research will show that bullying often goes unnoticed, but there is a true link between serious school violence, such as school shootings, and also higher rates of anxiety and depression in kids who are bullied at a younger age.
Yesterday's production, Mission Impossible, or rather Mission Possible, was presented by the Second Chance Foundation. This play is scheduled to be performed again at Carmen Trail School in St. Louis Monday. And finally, Kansas City, Kansas police are investigating the murder of State Auditor Claire McCaskill's ex-husband. 64-year-old David Esposito was fatally shot Monday afternoon. McCaskill and Esposito had three children together. In a written statement, McCaskill asks for privacy for her family and says, quote, "Obviously, this is an incredibly difficult time for me and my children as they grieve the loss of their father," end quote. And that's a check of WGNU News, brought to you by International Star Registry. This holiday season, give an amazing gift that will last a lifetime. Name a star after someone. Call International Star Registry at 1-800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Wolf with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Missouri Lottery Powerball. One lane is open in both directions from Hanley between Wydown and Forest Park Parkway due to water main break. Expect long delays on side streets around the Clayton area. Northbound 270 between Gravoy and 44. An accident, two left lanes are blocked. Traffic is backed up near Tesson Ferry. County Highway T and County Highway B is closed due to an accident in Mellie. Northbound 270 at 55. That accident has been cleared, but there will be delays. Northbound 270 from 44 all the way into Doherty Ferry. Look for stop and go traffic. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill to Mattis. Expect normal traffic. Eastbound 44 from Bolton to Merrimack River Bridge. Heavy volume going on there as well. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Mason Road. Look for that traffic to be flowing freely. Eastbound 70 between K and 79. Look for normal traffic this hour. Westbound 270 between Old Halls Ferry and New Florissant. Look for normal traffic. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley. Heavy volume going on there. Westbound 5570 from Exchange onto the PSB. It is stop and go. Westbound 64 from 25th to the PSB. Look for heavy traffic there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank onto Laclede's Landing. Looks good. Northbound Route 3 between 8th Street onto the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge. You have slow go there. And eastbound 44 at St. Clair and Washington, look for road construction. The left lanes are closed. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Missouri Lottery Powerball, with jackpots starting at a whopping $15 million and increasing by at least $5 million each drawing. Missouri Lottery's Powerball is bigger than ever. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Cloudy today, chance of light rain, the high in the upper 40s. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the lower 30s. Thursday, mostly cloudy, chance of flurries throughout the day and chance of sprinkles in the afternoon with a high around 40. Thursday evening, mostly cloudy, colder with a low in the lower 20s. Then moving on to Friday, mostly cloudy once again with a high in the upper 30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we're holding steady at 34 degrees. Lambert Field has 34, both under cloudy conditions with sprinkles. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next, the St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
This is Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown. This is St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly in-depth look at developments affecting the education of our children.
Welcome, welcome to the St. Louis Schools Watch. This is Liz Brown, and good morning, Peter Downs. How are you?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very good. Peter, let me see. Where do I want to begin? I think I want to begin this morning with a visit to the school board meeting last night.
All right. A lot happened there.
This was our first, this is the first appearance of Jim Slay.
Yes, yes it was.
Okay, so how did he do?
He was a quieter Vince Hamel.
There were some serious matters on the table. The discussion about the charter schools. Did Jim Slay, speak out about that?
No, in a surprise move, the charter schools was there were two controversial resolutions on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Charter schools and a 3% increase for Sodexo.
Uh-huh, because they've done so well.
That's right. That's right. And as they came up for a vote, Craig Williams pulled them both off the agenda.
But surely there was conversation about those two controversial issues.
Not on the board, because they were off the agenda.
Huh.
Veronica O'Brien tried to ask some questions about the charter school proposal, and she's ruled out of order because they were removed from the agenda.
Huh. So, but if somebody really wanted to say something about it, they could have. Jim Slay could have said something about it if he'd wanted to, since he's in that clique with Darnetta Clingstell.
Well, if that clique had wanted to talk about it, then there would have been talk about it, certainly.
So did Jim Slay, did he say anything at the board meeting last night?
Yes, there was a major proposal from Williams to restructure some of the high schools.
Uh-huh.
And Buford really asked the same question that Bob Archibald and Ron Jackson asked.
Well,
how can we afford this?
And which gave an opportunity for the $300,000, never been a superintendent any place on the planet Earth, Craig Williams to say,
oh, it's budget neutral.
Uh-huh. And then the next question from Jim Slay, was what?
If he asked another one, I don't remember what it is. That was the all I can remember him asking about.
Okay, there wasn't any intense type of questioning about it.
No.
Huh. So let's go back to the charter school piece. I'm surely there were comments from the floor about this.
There were many comments from the floor about it. All of them negative.
And I guess one of the things that school board members can do in response to a comment about why we shouldn't have charter schools and what a stupid thing this would be for a district that has had that where the charter schools have failed miserably and have cost the district millions of dollars, one would think that a school board member or two would chime in with some of the discontent being articulated from the floor. Did that happen?
No.
Okay, so we had lots of people that said no, and lots of people from the floor that had serious concerns about it, and Craig Williams pulled it off of the agenda.
Yes, which doesn't mean it's dead. Right? He can put it back next month or the following month. He just said, in his words were, He was taking it off the agenda pending more information.
I heard him quoted on another news a news report saying that he's going to go back and to get some more, to talk this through. Well, excuse me, but didn't you talk it through before you put it on the agenda?
Well, that was one of the issues raised by people, public, speaking from the floor. You know, just 6 weeks ago, they issued this covenant in which they said they were going to have more community collaboration and talking things through with staff and the public before they do things. And, so several speakers pointed that out and saying, hey, you know, you just promised this. You know, the ink's barely dry.
The words are still floating in the air. So he pulled that off. Now let's talk. Pull that off of the agenda. Let's talk about the Sodexo piece. Where did this come from? Who thought of a raise for Sodexo?
I guess you go back and say Roberti thought of a raise for Sodexo, because in the contract he negotiated with Sodexo, it calls for a 3% raise every year of the contract.
What kind of raises do the teachers get automatically?
There are no automatic raises for teachers.
So wait a minute. This company that's not cleaning our schools, we have teachers that have called in and talked about feces on the floor of public schools. We've had we've had news reports of the buildings crumbling, the lousy, you can drive by any school in the city of St. Louis and see how lousy Sodexo, what a lousy, awful job Sodexo does. And they have an automatic raise in their contract.
Yes.
And our teachers do not.
Yes.
And do any employees in the city of St. Louis public schools have automatic raises in their contracts?
Not that I'm aware of. There might be some top administrators who negotiate. Craig Williams might, for all I know. But none of the line employees do.
So what discussion, has there been a discussion about this 3% raise before it was brought to the floor? Because it doesn't have to be done, does it? Does this 3% raise have to be done?
There was some arguments about that on the board last week. There have been...
What was the argument last week?
Well, I think Ron Jackson and some of the clique said that, this is in the contract, it has to be done.
Oh, wait a minute, let me get this straight. Ron Jackson and the other pieces of the clique, would that include Jim Slay?
I think he was not, I think he just sat and listened from the reports I got last week of the administrative.
Okay, so Jim Slay, sat quietly after the crumbling school reports that he's seen, or he should have seen, about because what did he say that he wanted to do? He wanted to help. He couldn't stand on the sidelines any longer, and he was going to help the public schools. So he sat quiet during a discussion for a 3% raise to Sodexo that hasn't done crap or done worse than crap at with our schools. And these are the same clique members that said we don't have to honor the contract to the stationary engineers. Is that right?
The very same ones, yes.
So Sodexo gets their contract honored, but our stationary engineers did not. In fact, their contract was just totally thrown out the door.
Yes.
And Jim Slay, sat there and didn't say squat.
Right, right. And on the other side, Bill Purdy and Veronica O'Brien, point out, one, that the board and Sodexo have modified their contract 6 times since it was made, and that there is a clause that actually asked General, Gary Huey, Chief Operating Officer, who he testified before them, well, this is in their contract, it's due to them, but Purdy and O'Brien asked him, got him to admit that there's a clause in the contract that says that the board can... that either board or Sodexo can end that contract anytime they want.
So was there any discussion from the clique and the new member of the clique, Jim Slay, was there any discussion about terminating this contract due to non-performance?
No.
Why not?
Because they want a throw more. They want to give him a 3% raise.
Now, when Craig Williams is getting paid $300,000 and never been a superintendent anywhere in the United States in the world, when he pulled the Sodexo piece from the agenda, was there an explanation?
No, he gave, again, it was pending more information. He gave no explanation why he was pulling them. Veronica O'Brien asked for an explanation, and Linksale ruled her out of order.
So both of those, so that could be brought back to the table as well.
Yes.
And I wonder, Peter, if the desire to bring this back to the table, or the act of bringing this raise for Sodexo, and how much money is Sodexo getting paid again?
They're getting paid almost $23 million a year.
$23 million a year, and they need a raise. The decision to, do you think perhaps the decision to bring this back at a later time will take place with an attempt that to do it under the cover of darkness, or that when people aren't paying so much attention to it?
Yes, I think so. There's been a lot of attention to the poor state of the schools, and Sodexo just not doing a good job in the context of this raise. We talked about it on this show. Channel 5 did a news piece Monday night bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, they'd done an earlier program on the poor state of repair of the schools. So, yeah, I think it's an attempt to wait that out, let the public attention die, and then bring it back.
And I think it's an important point to underscore, Peter, that the school district could terminate this contract tomorrow.
Yes.
And one of the things that I've seen Sodexo do, they've come into town, the NPR station is underwritten by, or they have Sodexo commercials on NPR.
Yep.
They, I know that there are former people that have been involved in pros or anti-school stuff, anti-click efforts, have sat down and worked with these people, tried to work with these people. There are all kinds of ways that Sodexo has tried to, get into this community.
Mm-hmm.
Outside
right.
of the contract outside. That outside of the contract that they have.
Yes.
And do we know of any other types of contacts or are there other people that are making money off of Sodexo being in this town besides Sodexo? What's their relationship with like the electricians union and other people like that?
I'm not aware of anything there.
Okay.
I mean they clearly Schern Group is making money off of it. They were brought in as the front for Sodexo, and that they are legally the employers of the custodians.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Sodexo who's calling the shots and controls their money. But because they're legally employees, they get their cut.
I've even heard rumors that Sodexo has tried to weigh in on the school board elections.
I've heard rumors to that effect as well.
Huh. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to us. And so, Peter, those two items were pulled off of the agenda. Were there some other items on the agenda last night that got a lot of attention at the school board meeting?
Yes. It's a plan for... several high schools that got a lot of attention.
What do you mean, a plan for several
well,
high schools?
Well, it's a plan to, I guess, three parts to this plan immediately. One is, and this is something protesters have been, or people really concerned about schools have been pushing for since Bertie came here, but... Williams wants to now, this year, create an alternative high school.
But they're calling it something funky, so it doesn't sound like that the people that have been that live here and have experienced the result of Roberti's failure or Roberti's mistake in closing the alternative schools. What's he calling it?
No, it's being called an alternative high school.
Is it being called an alternative high school?
Yes.
Okay.
There are some other issues there which we'll get to. But he wants to create an alternative high school. He wants to, for next year, start turning three middle schools into small high schools, create a new small high school, depending on being able to find a location for it, and split Vashon up into two schools.
But aren't Vashon, isn't Vashon already overcrowded?
Yes, Vashon is about 20% overcrowded.
How would that work?
So he had to, with Vashon, there are actually three pieces to the Vashon thing. One is the ninth grade would be pulled out of Vashon and moved to a separate school. People I've talked to said it'll be the old Williams School will become the ninth grade center for Vashon. Then the building at Vashon, they will send construction workers in over the summer and actually modify the building so you have two halves that are, you know, separated by walls. And the 10th, 11th, and 12th graders at Vashon will be reassigned to one half or the other, and they will be renamed as two separate schools. So if you pull the ninth grade out, you're probably, I actually think he has the numbers in here. I have his report. You'd pull out about 280 students, which would bring you down just below the capacity of Vashon.
What's going to be on the other half of the building?
Well, each half will be a high school.
Okay, we're going to talk more about this when we come back because I don't understand.
Okay.
I don't understand. Right. I'm talking to Peter Downs. This is the St. Louis Schools Watch, Public Schools Watch. I'm Liz Brown. We're going to take a break. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get to me.
Good morning.
This is Dontra Busby calling you from McLean School, second grade room 209. Thank you, Miss Liz, for the gift from Africa that you gave to everyone. We are watching a movie. The movie is called Ruth. In the movie, the setting is in a village called Jufurey. And Ruth was voted by Alex Haley. Miss Liz, we had our Awards Day program, and I received an achievement trophy. Have a good summer. Dr. Busby from 209 for Dignity Reign Supreme. Love you.
Love you. Thank you.
What a wonderful world.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Missouri Lottery Powerball. One lane is open in both directions on Hanley between Wydon and Forest Park Parkway due to a water main break. Expect delays in the Clayton area on the side streets. Northbound 270 between Gravelway and 44 is an accident. Two left lanes are blocked. Traffic jams at 55. Northbound 270 from Doherty Ferry all the way to 44. Look for stop-and-go traffic there. Route 94 to O'Fallon. Look for an accident reported. Craig Road at Olive. Look for an accident reported there as well. Northbound 55 between Butler Hill and Mattis, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 44 between Bowles and Merrimack River Bridge, look for heavy volume. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor all the way into Mason, look for heavy volume there as well. Eastbound 70 between K and 79, look for possible stop-and-go traffic there. Westbound 270 from Lilac all the way into West Florissant, expect slow traffic. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 40 between Lindbergh and Hanley, look for slow traffic in pockets. Southbound 170 at Brentwood Boulevard and 40, expect slow traffic on those approaches. Westbound 270 from Illinois 203, the Canal Bridge, it is stop and go. Westbound 5570 from Exchange onto the PSB is stop and go there. Westbound 64 from 25th. Onto the Poplar Street Bridge, very heavy volume going on. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing, look for everything to be running smoothly. And northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect slow traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Missouri Lottery Powerball, with jackpots starting at a whopping $15 million and increasing by at least $5 million each drawing. Missouri Lottery Powerball is bigger than ever. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Chance of rain today, otherwise cloudy with a high in the upper 40s. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the lower 30s. Thursday, mostly cloudy. Chance of flurries throughout the day. Chance of sprinkles in the afternoon with a high around 40. Thursday evening, mostly cloudy, colder with a low in the lower 20s. And on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under light rain, we have 34 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 34 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 8 o'clock hour. But up next is St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Wednesday morning at 9, Hollywood director Kitty Cavey joins Liz Brown for a look at how Hollywood stereotypes Asians. Her life story in itself is a fascinating show, but her latest work is called Smashing Stereotypes, and it pulls the curtain on how a Korean-born actor came to Hollywood with plenty of merits, but became typecast to only certain styles of roles. Does the acting industry really let you succeed through hard work? Don't miss director Kitty Cavey, Wednesday morning at 9, on The Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Ever hear of the Restore?
Yeah, where is it?
3763 Forest Park Avenue, east of Vandenbenor, west of Spring.
What's in the Restore?
It's an eclectic mix of new and used building materials.
Like cabinets, stoves, hardware?
Absolutely. Everything from windows and doors to the kitchen sink, and then some.
And your purchases benefit Habitat for Humanity St. Louis, right?
Yes, they do.
I gotta check this out. When's the Restore open?
Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 4.
3763 Forest Park Avenue.
The Restore. Check it out.
Every weekend, your gospel voice of choice can be found on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
Join us for late-season trout fishing at the August A. Bush Conservation Area, 2360 Highway D in St. Charles, on Saturday, December 17th. Part 1 of the course will take place from 8 to 10 in the morning. Part 2 is from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. For more information, call 636-441-4554. Something for fishermen from WGNU.
Congratulations to Joe Garcia, producer of the Global News Update, a feature of the Morning Wake Up Call. Joe, along with Liz Brown, are the 2005 winners of the Best Spot News Award from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. We always knew Joe was a winner, and now you know too. Again, congratulations to Joe Garcia. Another reason to listen to the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Good morning, Miss Liz. This is Kaylin Dixon. Call you from the Clee School, second grade room, 209. I'm calling you to thank you for coming to our school and spending time with our class. School is almost out. This summer, I'm going to spend the summer with my family. Thank you, Miss Liz, for the pretty African necklace you gave me. I just love it. Yesterday, I received an achievement trophy at our Awards Day program. Have a wonderful summer. This is Caitlin Dixon for Room 209. Red Dignity reigns supreme. Love you.
Love you.
Dogs say goodnight. And I think to myself.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back. This is Liz Brown. And, Peter, welcome back. Let me get to a caller or two here.
Okay.
Mr. Bill, you have a question for our guests.
I have a comment, and I guess there is a question in it. The problem that we're having with students, it seems to me, are only symptoms of the problems that we have within our city in terms of how we're approaching this so-called improving the education. You know, how can we expect orderly student participation in schools when the context, the schools, the system itself is disorganized, disorderly, and chaotic? And we must be the laughingstock of the country and the world in our pretenses to be improving educational opportunities for our kids.
Mr. Bill, let me just point something out. This school district, this school board, through the actions of Klingsdale, Jackson, Shamel, and Archibald, made a decision to pay a man who's never been a superintendent anywhere in the world $300,000 a year. If that doesn't make us the laugh, he makes more money than the superintendent of L.A. schools. He
right.
makes more money than any superintendent in the United States.
Right.
And he's never been a superintendent anywhere in the world before. Let's start with the laughingstock decision of that.
Yes. And how can we call ourselves working towards accreditation when the man himself is not accredited?
Only recently accredited and had never been a superintendent anywhere in the world.
Oh, and what, did he get a waiver from the state?
No, he did. Peter, what's the answer to that?
Yeah, no, the state has a test and he passed the test.
So we're the ones that he's going to experiment on.
So the test, he passed the state's test, mm-hmm. and the state is the one that waived the right for Roberti to come in.
That is correct.
Oh,
that's
my
correct.
God.
That's correct.
We're in some mess.
We are in some mess, and the laughingstock of the nation, and I think that we've earned that distinction.
Right.
The decision to pay Sodexo tens of millions of dollars to destroy our school, that's a laughingstock decision.
Wow. Well, about all these educational experts from Harvard and Yale who multiple intelligence that Dr. Gardner put out here. Why aren't these people consulted to improve our education?
The people that are picked to be on the board are people like who are hugely compromised and cannot do anything on behalf of our children, only on behalf of the people that brought them there, are people like Jim Slay, that are appointed to be on our board. That is a signal for how there will be no change.
So
there
we're not about change. Education.
They're not. They're
That's
not.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. Bell.
Thank you.
And Peter, if I just may take a quick segue to take another step in the direction that Mr. Bill was going in, even the Post-Dispatch apparently is feeling some of the insanity of this district. Did you read the article, Floyd Irons, The Death of Accountability?
Yes.
And it's hard to believe that this came out of the Post-Dispatch.
Yes, it is.
And if I can just share a couple of the comments that the Post-Dispatch made. First of all, to call it the death of accountability, first paragraph, first line. The St. Louis School Board and Craig Williams didn't even give Floyd Irons a slap on the wrist for the financial irregularities at Vashon High School. Instead, they cleared Irons, apologized to him for the bad publicity, and gave the erroneous impression that the prosecutors had exonerated him. And Peter, you and I talked about this last week, that no such thing had happened
right.
from the prosecutors. And then here's a line that's an amazing one from the Post. It was a stunning example of the lack of public accountability. I guess they mean outside of Bill Roberti. Mr. Williams, who said last month that he could probably find similar irregularities at almost any high school, announced on Tuesday that the Irons matter was closed. Instead of disciplining Mr. Irons, a popular basketball coach, the superintendent announced a 15-step plan to tighten controls on the handling of monies in schools. The action followed two audits that pointed the finger of guilt at Irons. Audits had found that major purchases at Vashon had not been properly requested or approved, including a $50,000 gym scoreboard, a $5,900 gym floor, and $100,000 in uniforms. Financial records had not been turned in for the 2003-04 year, for which Irons was the acting principal. Ticket sales for some of the basketball games couldn't be accounted for. Irons had a contract with Nike to provide uniforms and equipment to the boys' basketball team, even though
the school funds were used to make similar purchases. Post-dispatch stories on the Vashon irregularities were based on the copies of draft audits. If the final audit has more complete information that exonerates Mr. Iron, then the board should make it public. Meanwhile, the school board has left a mistaken impression that Mr. Irons had been exonerated by Jennifer Joyce. Jeanette Gravis, Jennifer Joyce's chief warrant officer, said in a telephone interview on Wednesday, quote, that the book, this is, Peter, they must have been listening to the show. She said that the bookkeeping was so sloppy that there would be no way to determine that if there was criminal behavior. It is an exaggeration to say that the review exonerated anyone. That is completely false. Ms. Gravis said that she had reviewed an audit but hadn't looked at any documents such as checking accounts, balance sheets, or receipts. Nor had she talked to Irons, nor had she talked to the retired director, James Ford, who could not be found to answer questions about the district audit. She acknowledged that a fuller investigation that touched these bases might have found criminal wrongdoing, but still thought that the records mess would make prosecution difficult. So what did we say last week? That they didn't have all the stuff that they needed.
That's right. That's right.
And this is these are the decisions that come from this school board and the Craig Williams, who's never been a superintendent anywhere in on the planet Earth before.
I'd like to add a comment on something else that your caller said.
Go right ahead.
He referred to educational experts and to the theory of multiple intelligences. He referred to a guy who was in town right before Thanksgiving, I think it was, who spoke at New City School, and he spoke on the radio, and he held up the idea of multiple intelligences in direct opposition to what our school district is doing. He attacked the idea, these programs to say teach everybody the same way and on the same page of the same day as damaging to kids, and held up the multiple intelligences as the exact opposite of that. And what's interesting about that is that the mayor's educational liaison, Robin Wabi, who has pushed the factory mode of education in public schools, pushed the teach everybody the same way on the same day, for her own children, selects a school that is setting itself up in direct opposition to what she is doing in St. Louis public schools. She sends her children to New City School, which is promoting the multiple intelligences theory and promoting it in a way that says this is better and completely different than what is going on in public schools these days.
And here's the thing. It's that whole racist, that whole classist, it's that whole we don't have to do crap for those people, those kids in the St. Louis public schools. They don't mean crap. We can do the least amount. No, somebody's making money off of the decision to teach the kids the way that they're teaching right now, because the program costs how much money?
Open court, you're looking at $11 million.
$11 million. Somebody made some money off of the decision to bring open court here. And it's an experimentation, just like charter schools is an experimentation. And it comes on the backs of black kids and also of white city kids. I mean, we're talking about, they don't give a damn about any of the kids in St. Louis public schools. Because if they did, they would send their children there. And what a liar Robin Wabi is. What a liar she is to push this crap on other people, but she sure as heck ain't going to put her kids under that.
That's right.
454-0400 is the phone number. We have to take another break. This is the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm Liz Brown. I'm talking, of course, to Peter Downs. I will get to some of your calls and comments. We're going to take a quick break. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get to me.
Good morning, Miss Liz. This is Casey Marshall calling you from Laclede School, room 209. Miss Liz, I love that African necklace. I wore it to Red Lobster. I wish I could go with you to Ghana. Miss Liz, you are the best and one of a kind. Miss Liz, this is Casey Marshall from room 209, where dignity reigns supreme.
Hey, baby.
Have a great summer. Love you.
Love you.
The dogs say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Everyone at WGNU extends congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communication Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists, Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake-Up Call, and with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update. Congratulations, Liz, from your friends and colleagues at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Sir, what is your name?
Dave.
Well, Dave, you're scaring the other passengers. I have to ask you to remove the ski mask.
I have to filter out the bad air. Some of those people look terrible.
Sir, the ski mask.
Okay. How do you stay healthy breathing airplane air?
I take Emergen-C every day. The powder in the little packets, loaded with vitamin C, B vitamins, and essential minerals. Just mix it in your water.
It's fizzing.
That's Emergen-C. It gives your immune system a boost.
I gotta get Emergen-C. Until then, could you just drop my oxygen mask?
Emergen-C for life. Find it in the vitamin C section.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Do you receive Medicare and take prescription drugs? Beginning January 2006, Medicare will provide much-needed drug coverage. Regardless of income, seniors will finally have an affordable plan for medicines. Enrollment begins November 15th. Understand your options so you can make an informed choice. For more information, call 1-800-MEDICARE or visit www.medicare.gov. This message is brought to you by the Visiting Nurse Associations of America and your local VNA.
Your award-winning wake-up call global news update is brought to you this morning by
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Austin. Bank records and other information from a defense contractor has been subpoenaed by a Texas prosecutor as part of the ongoing investigation of former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. The subpoenas were issued late Monday by District Attorney Ronnie Earl. They're important to donations given to a fundraising committee that is at the heart of the investigation. One company called Perfect Wave donated $15,000 in September of 2002 to Texans for a Republican Majority, which was a committee set up by DeLay. Businessman Brent Wilkes, the head of the Wilkes Corporation, is one of four unnamed conspirators involved in the recent investigation into disgraced Congressman Duke Cunningham. Wilkes records have also been requested in the DeLay probe. Prosecutor Earls is setting up his case around evidence that's going to show DeLay and two other conspirators funneled nearly $200,000 in corporate contributions through the Texas Political Committee to seven Republican state candidates in an effort to get around a law that prohibits corporate money from being spent on campaigns. DeLay says he's done nothing wrong and is not worried about anything. And Dateline Washington. The Washington Post is reporting that the Pentagon has put together plans for operations inside America that include establishing martial law in cities, regions, or the entire country as a result of another terrorist attack. Several senior military officials who helped draft the plans apparently leaked the information in an attempt to condition Americans to the possibility of such a scenario. The military could deploy a force of up to 3,000 troops per attack. The plan has been cleared by the Joint Chiefs of Staff and is now on its way to the Defense Secretary's office for study and approval. Military lawyers have been studying the plan, which seems to be a risky test of the posse comitatus portion of the Constitution that has to do with using the military for domestic policing. They think it is workable, though, because it's described as just being a temporary condition. 20 years ago, the Reagan administration drew up a similar plan called the Operation Rex 84. Deeply involved in that scenario's development was a lieutenant colonel by the name of Oliver North. This is your wake-up call global news update brought to you by
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm.
IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. That's 800-376-9913.
Wednesday morning at 9, Hollywood director Kitty Cavey joins Liz Brown for a look at how Hollywood stereotypes Asians. Her life story in itself is a fascinating show, but her latest work is called Smashing Stereotypes, and it pulls the curtain on how a Korean-born actor came to Hollywood with plenty of merits, but became typecast to only certain styles of roles. Does the acting industry really let you succeed through hard work? Don't miss director Kitty Cavey, Wednesday morning at 9, on The Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Good morning, Miss Liz. This is Carl Wentz calling you from the Clear School, second grade, room 209. Thank you, Miss Liz, for coming to our classroom. And thank you for the cute African necklace. Miss Liz, school is almost out. I'm going to spend the summer with my family. I hope you have another great time in Africa. Miss Liz, thank you for being you, and you're my hero. Thank you for teaching us about Africa. Everyone misses you. In room 209, Miss Lee, yesterday I received two trophies, one for perfect attendance for all the year and one for high achievement. Have a fantastic summer. This is Carl Winston in room 209, where dignity reigns supreme. Love you.
Love you, Carl.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Liz Brown. Peter, let me get to one more caller here.
All right.
Caller, you have a question.
Yes, Ms. Brown, I have never seen such a school district so backwards. They let Roberti come in here, close schools down. See, they hired another one. This superintendent, he don't deserve that job. He wants to come in and put walls down there and Vashon waste some more money. Why don't he go out and get a car and go open up these schools back down, Roberti, close down, Ms. Brown. Open the schools back up. This board is a joke. The board is not going nowhere until you get rid of Darnetta. And please don't let Jim Buford slay on that board and get rid of Ron Jackson and Bob Archibald and get down to some serious business about education. And another thing, Ms. Brown, here's another thing for you and Peter. I just heard a news break that Weston wants his job back. Bill Hodson filed for the school board. What a doggone joke. This whole school ditch is nothing but a joke. You and Peter have a nice day, Ms. Brown.
And we'll talk about Bill Haas at another time, but the caller brought back up the issue that I wanted you to finish talking about, Peter, and that's this plan of $300,000 Craig Williams and the high schools.
All right. I'm not clear of the details on how they're going to do it to Vashon.
Mm-hmm.
All the cities have done this. Boston, they took the infamous South Boston High School, which had three wings, and then they put up walls, so each wing is a separate school, so you have three schools in there. And this is a similar idea at Vashon. With the way it's designed and built, I don't know how they're going to do it, but it would be two independent schools, two different teaching staffs, two different administrations within what is now the building of Vashon.
Where would we get the teachers and the staff, how is this program different than how other schools do it across the nation?
Well, I think what is different here, in other schools, other districts across the nation, they try and duplicate the facilities. So it's at South Boston, they remodel the building, so you have labs in every one of the three wings, you have a cafeteria in every one of the three wings, you have a gym in every one of the three wings, so that the kids aren't moving back and forth between the wings. At Vashon, I think you're still going to have, my understanding is you're still going to have, you know, the one gym, one cafeteria, because they aren't going to split up the basketball team, so they have two separate basketball teams. They aren't going to split up the football team, so they have two separate football teams. You'll still have one sports program, but what you'll do is you'll have one group of kids will have their math in one part of the building, another group of kids will have their math in another part of the building.
And they're going to change the name, Vashon?
Yes.
So all that fuss and bluster about keeping the name Vashon and the Vashon Alumni Association, all of that, gone.
I think, like right now you have, you know, Bunch at Southwest, or sometimes they call it, you have a name, of, you know, something, you might be something at Vashon, but you'll have two separate schools with their own names inside that building.
Mm. Peter, next week?
I'll see you next week, or I'll talk to you next week.
I'll see you or talk to you next week. Take care.
All right, thank you. You too. Mm-hmm.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, a wake-up call. I'll be back in the next hour to take your calls and comments. Stay with me.
Hurry down the chimney tonight.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Michael Barr. It's the eve of Iraq's historic elections. Voters will decide on who will fill full terms in Iraq's parliament. Karen Hughes, an advisor to President Bush, is the administration's point person on Iraq policy.
Tomorrow's a great milestone for the people of Iraq, and as we go forward, to be able to bring our men and women home.
President Bush will give another speech on Iraq this morning in Washington. ABC's Anna Compton has more from the White House.
This time, President Bush speaks before scholars and diplomats at the prestigious Woodrow Wilson Center. But we're told the White House declined to have the president then answer questions from the audience when he did that before his answer about Iraqi casualties overshadowed the main message of his address.
In Lesterville, Missouri, there's late word people are missing after a dam failed. Large amounts of water moved rapidly downstream along the Black River. Boston police are trying to find out who shot and killed four young men in the basement of a house. Reverend Eugene Rivers lives next door to the crime scene.
This is becoming insane. A quadruple homicide? This is insane.
In Paterson, New Jersey, police are investigating a quadruple homicide inside an after-hours club. Police are looking for suspects in that shooting. In Peoria, Arizona, an infant, two children, and a man died after flames engulfed a mobile home early this morning. Officials say it is too early to determine the cause of the blaze. It's a sad reminder for drivers to be careful when approaching school buses. In Benton, Arkansas, a 25-year-old woman who passed a stopped school bus struck and killed a boy with a car. The judge ordered Tiffany Nix to head to jail on every anniversary of the 9-year-old child's death for the next 10 years and pay for the child's funeral expenses. The nation's northeast is in a deep freeze. New York construction workers have to work in cold temperatures.
How do you continue to stay on here?
Well, we keep working, and hopefully when this is done, we'll go in and warm up.
More cold temperatures are predicted for the next few days. This is ABC News.
Hello?
Mama, there's tons of holiday traffic. Can you suggest an alternate route?
Oh, I better ask your father. Now, Howard!
To make your holiday travel go smoothly, you want TomTom, not Mom.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Easily move from car to car. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way.
You have reached your destination.
Now through December 31st, get a $50 rebate. Learn more at TomTom.com. TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. Chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way. The answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com. Your complete chemotherapy guide.
Energy costs continue to soar, and that has people turning to alternative and cheaper means to heat homes. But that is creating another problem.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Some communities now ban many wood-burning fireplaces and old-style wood stoves because of air pollution.
Our business
has increased this year 20%.
Mel Monk has been selling wood stoves since 1987. He says new high-tech equipment eases the pollution threat.
People are really taken by those appliances.
And some Western communities ask residents to voluntarily avoid using fires on bad air days. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
Police near London are investigating and talking to a tanker driver involved in last Sunday's huge fire at a fuel depot. They think he might have turned on his ignition switch after he smelled an odor at the terminal. The remake of the 1930s movie King Kong debuts today. Michael Barr, ABC News.
I'm Paige Colston with a report of WGNU News. This report is brought to you by McDonald's. Topping the news this hour, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department is looking for a man accused of shooting his father, an off-duty deputy. Sheriff Glenn Boyer says 54-year-old Deputy Steve Lockwood was shot in the shoulder last night after an altercation with his son, 34-year-old Stephen Lockwood Jr. The younger Lockwood was last seen fleeing the scene on foot toward Highway A and Highway 21 in Hillsboro and is believed to be carrying his father's department-issued handgun. He's described as 5'8", 160 pounds, and was last seen wearing a brown shirt, blue jeans, and tan boots. Anyone with information is asked to call police. In other news, a bill designed to give law enforcement new tools to fight methamphetamine is on its way out of the U.S. House. The Methamphetamine Remediation Research Act, co-sponsored by Missouri Congressman Russ Carnahan, cleared the House yesterday. The bill would establish a research program at the Environmental Protection Agency to develop guidelines for the cleanup of meth labs. It would also launch a program at the National Institutes of Science and Technology to develop meth detection equipment for police. Former St. Louis School Board, public school board member Bill Haas wants his old job back. Haas, who filed the necessary paperwork yesterday for the 2006 election, explains why he has decided to run for the seat he gave up earlier this year.
I was tired of getting outvoted by the mayor's slate, and I thought it was time for somebody else to have a chance. But I said at the time that I knew there was another two board seats open in the spring of 2006, and that my intentions then were to consider running.
Haas says if elected, his main goal will be to bring up the district's accreditation. Haas previously served on the board from 1997 to 2005. He decided not to run for re-election when he decided to challenge St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay for his job earlier this year. And finally, bullying is not just a normal part of growing up. That was the message yesterday in an anti-bullying presentation called Mission Possible at Riverbend School in Chesterfield. The play is scheduled to be performed again at Carmen Trails School in St. Louis Monday. Nearly 100,000 kids stay home from school in the U.S. every day because of bullying, according to officials associated with that presentation. And that's a check of WGNU News, brought to you by McDonald's. Relive all the great Busch Stadium moments in one DVD. The official Busch Stadium tribute DVD, produced by the Cardinals, on sale for a limited time only at Redbox locations in McDonald's. I'm Peyton Colston, reporting WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Missouri Lottery Powerball. One lane is open in both directions on Hanley between Wydon and Forest Park Parkway due to a water main break. Expect long delays on side streets in Clayton. Northbound 55 Green Park is an accident. Just the two left lanes are blocked. Northbound 270 between 55 and Doherty Ferry. Heavy traffic due to, in part to an earlier accident. Highway 47 at County Highway CC is closed due to an accident there. Westbound 70 between Branch and Natural Bridge. Look for road construction. Right lane is closed. Eastbound 44 between Bowles and Merrimack River Bridge. Heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason. Look for heavy traffic there. Eastbound 70 from K to 79. Stop and go traffic. Westbound 270 from Lilac to West Florissant. Slow traffic there as well. Westbound 40 between St. Louis Science Center and Hanley. You've got heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Hanley. Look for slow traffic in pockets as well. Southbound 170 between Brentwood and Hanley. Expect slow traffic
Westbound 270 from Illinois 203 to the Canal Bridge, stop and go. Eastbound 70 at 270 and St. Charles Rock Road have slow traffic there. Westbound 5570 split from 203 onto the PSB. Look for stop and go traffic. Westbound 64 at 25th and the Poplar Street Bridge. Expect heavy traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic between the Gravel Pit and Laclede's Landing looks good. And northbound Route 3 from Monsanto onto the ramps of the Poplar Street Bridge. Expect slow traffic there as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Missouri Lottery Powerball. With jackpots starting at a whopping $15 million and increasing in $5 million increments each drawing, Missouri Lottery's Powerball is bigger than ever. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Cloudy, chance of rain, high in the upper 40s today. Mostly cloudy with a low in the lower 30s this evening. Thursday, mostly cloudy. Chance of flurries throughout the day. Chance of sprinkles in the afternoon with a high around 40. Thursday evening, mostly cloudy, colder with a low around the lower 20s. And then on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under overcast conditions, we have 35 degrees with sprinkles. Lambert Field is reporting 34, clouds and light rain. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Did you know that Katrina victims are living in barns? You know, they're living in barns. We have a serious situation in St. Bernard President, said Henry Jr. Rodriguez. That's the St. Bernard Parish President. We got people living in tents and automobiles. We got people living in barns. We got people living in their houses in tents. This is the beginning of winter, and it is unacceptable. It was 41 degrees on Tuesday morning in New Orleans. There's a site with 50 to 55 trailers, and that's operational. But there are over 100 or so trailers, far short of the 12,000 trailers needed for the number of people that are coming back home. And you know what else is bugging him? There are 1,400 trailers sitting there unused. Why? Because FEMA hadn't paid for them. Just sitting there, already purchased. They ordered them from a private contractor. They ordered them the day after the hurricane hit. But FEMA has not agreed to pay for them. FEMA has not agreed to pay for them, and they were ordered a day after the hurricane hit. FEMA said, we are ready to deliver 125,000 trailers to the area, but the parish officials still have to identify places to put them. Ah, the blame game. What's that? The blame game. A judge looking at the situation, because remember, FEMA wanted to cut people off of the hotels before Christmas. Then they extended it to January 7th. And then a federal judge in New Orleans, extended it until February 7th. Why? Because he said the agency's actions concerning the program of finding new housing for Katrina victims was notoriously erratic and bumbling. You don't have an opportunity very often to use the word bumbling. It's a great word. It just rolls out your mouth. Bumbling. Anybody take note, take stock of the fact that the president of Red Cross stepped down? Speaking of bumbling. Anybody take note of that? Remember the story we did on the Red Cross? Everybody wants to know, where is the doggone money going? Why do y'all have $3 billion and other organizations that are designed to be there after the emergency don't have any of the money? Bumbling. Bumbling. A couple from St. Bernard, Wayne and Charlene Conrad, have decided not to wait any longer. They bought a tent to pitch in what is left of their living room. A couple of longtime friends have pitched a tent there. You call and you call and you call and you call FEMA. And when somebody does answer, it's a recording. You got to push this button. All we ask to get is a trailer. A FEMA spokesman said, it is not our fault. It's not our fault. Shut up. Get off my phone. It's not our fault. Rodriguez says that he and other parish officials have identified 6,500 trailers each at a price of $1,500 less than what FEMA is paying for trailers of the same type. Another list he had were 4,500 trailers that are $3,000 cheaper than what FEMA pays. And FEMA still hasn't talked with the contractor in charge of the cheaper trailers. Shut up, is what FEMA says. We're handling our business. Shut up. Shut up. Oh, Lord, 454-0400 is my phone number, 454. They're living in trailers. Here's what you can do, because there's going to be a protest today at 11 o'clock. That's Eastern Standard Time, so that would be at 10 o'clock our time. And Washington, D.C., unless you're Superman, you're not going to be there in time for it. But here's what you can do. You can call FEMA between 11 a.m. at noon and noon at 202-566-1600, 202-566-1600, 202-566-1600. Ask for FEMA Director R. David Paulson or David Garrett. And here's what you can say, even, and I'm going to post this on my website. This is an urgent action alert. What you can say is, do not leave survivors homeless for the holidays or any day. Base decisions on human needs, not agency deadlines. After 3 months, FEMA has failed to provide for the conditions of the evacuees. You need to call them. The number is 1-1. Let me get the number here. 202-566-1600. 202-566-1600. Ask for R. David Paulson. That's the Homeland Security for Emergency Preparedness and Response. That's FEMA. And David Garrett, Acting Director of FEMA's Recovery Division. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. FEMA survivors, victims, are living in trailers. You can also call your representative free, toll free. 800-426-8073. Call your own representative. This is the Capitol switchboard. Ask to be connected to your representative. If you're not sure who your representative is, tell the switchboard. They will identify your representative and connect you. You will say, and I'll put this up on my website, my name is whatever your name is, I live in whatever your town is, I would like the representative to sponsor the House Bill 4197, the Katrina Recovery, Reclamation, Restoration, Reconstruction, and Reunion Act, which provides the most comprehensive plan to provide for the needs of Katrina survivors. I support Bill 4197. Call your senators at the same switchboard, 202-225-3121. Prevent, and here's what you can tell your senators, prevent federal funds from being used for the next 2 years to take private property by eminent domain. Support House Bill, or the other bill, 4128, co-sponsored by Maxine Waters when it comes to the Senate. Call the White House at 202-456-1111. That's 202-456-1111. What you can say? Here's what you can say. President Bush, you promised to spend whatever it takes to ensure the recovery of the Gulf Coast region. You promised to ensure that the displaced would be able to return home. You have broken your promise to Katrina survivors and to this nation. While your family celebrates Christmas, do not let the victims of Katrina suffer as newly homeless for the holiday. Prevent FEMA from turning people out of hotels on tomorrow. You can email FEMA at FEMA-correspondence-unit@DHS.gov. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Katrina victims are living in barns. In barns. In barns. Ask yourself this question. You think Halliburton has gotten their checks for the little bit of work they've done in Louisiana? You think they got their checks? You doggone Skippy, they got their checks. You doggone Skippy, they got their checks. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning, Mrs. Brown.
Good morning.
Yeah, Mrs. Brown, you know, you're talking about the Katrinas and all of these people around there. You know, I'm wondering, what has happened when you was talking about the education system here? What has happened to the young black men, especially, that have gotten an education in the last 20 years. You know, I say 20 years ago, when the Ralph Brown, Snakes, and all of those people were out here, I mean, we would have protests. when you're talking about the Red Cross and how they got people, you know, it's not the rich people who have paid out the money, but the people who was poor, like myself, who give $4 and $5, what they could. You understand? Which I could have used for something else, giving it to them to help somebody. All of these people, I mean, this big organization has gypped those people. You know, not only the victims, but the people who put the money in there. If it was a poor person who did something like that, they would be going to jail. You know, and we have nobody to speak for the poor now. There's no protest. I mean, we got all of this good education. Now with the kids and things, they get their a little entertainment position in the movies and things. It's nobody protesting what is happening to the poor people there. And it looks bad.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. revolution@lizbrown.com. Car phone. You're on the wake-up call. Yes, you're on the wake-up call.
Oh, how you doing? You know, there was an article that was talking about Hampton University. When President Bush came into that area, some students protested his arrival about his policy and whatever. And Hampton put these students on probation. I think they kicked them out of school because they said they did not have a permit or they did not...
They haven't put them out of school. What they've done is they're going to have hearings, and it looks as though they're going to put them out of school. Hampton is a black university, a historically black college, and it is an outrage. It is an outrage.
This is what I'm saying. Now, you could these people go to other countries, China and other places, and this is who are doing a lot of the revolting and saying, okay, we want a better government, is the youth.
That's
but in
right.
America... This country, when you come, and it's happened. This is the chain that America has done to the college campuses. They have held over these loans over these children's heads.
But it's worse. It's worse because it is worse because this is a black university.
Oh, I agree.
Out of all of the places where protests should be embraced, out of all the places where there is an honor and an understanding of the need of protest, the fact that in the year 2005, almost 2006, that we have a black university shutting down protests against a president that doesn't care about black people is probably one of the most shocking things that has happened in this nation in 30 or 40 years. That is one of the most, if not the most, shocking and wake-up call act that has happened in this nation.
People do not realize it, but again, a lot of the college campuses hold this over the children's head of their loans and all of the money.
It's never mattered to black folks before.
If you protest, you're going to be put out of school. If you put up a sign and say something negative about the government, then you're going to be, that is communism if I ever heard it.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning. Car phone. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Hello. How you doing? I would like to know, and Bill Purdy, can you help me, why the superintendent will not open up alternative schools and put the foreign language back into the public schools?
Because he's an idiot, and Francis Slay is an idiot for appointing him, and Francis Slay is an idiot for appointing the head of the Urban League, Jim Buford. I mean, Jim Slay. Francis Slay is an idiot for appointing and getting elected Darnetta Klingstell and Ron Jackson. Those are all the people that are making those decisions, and they're all idiots. And the folks that support them are idiots too. Because the reason that our schools are the way that they're in right now is because of the decisions by Francis Slay. Buck stops there. Don't you agree?
I agree.
All right, now.
Where's the Vashon alumni? You cannot let this happen to your school.
Well, the Vashon alumni
is down there. If you look around Vashon School, you see it's economic development down there. And they're going to end up Louisa Vachon back to a charter school.
And thanks to Francis Slay, that is what's happening. And Jim Buford. I mean, how dare Jim Buford, black Republican that he is, come up and push charter schools? How dare he?
But okay, we got some more. Where are the black men, the black community? What? Why are you not saying nothing?
Folks need to, you know what, here's the thing. You know what I think that we need to bring back into vogue, Martha? Shunning. I think that any black person that stands next to Francis Slay should be shunned. I think that any black person that goes to events of Francis Slay to give that, just like that George Bush always has a couple of black people out front type of pictures taken, should be shunned. Francis Slay should be shunned, and everybody that supports him should be shunned as well. Don't you think?
I don't think so.
Mm.
No, I don't really think so.
Mm.
No.
Why not?
I think,
Why not? Why not?
We need some black men to stand up.
But you're encouraging the beast.
No. What I am saying, to come out. You know what you're doing. The administrators down there at the Board of Education, those men know what is going on down there.
But
why don't they come out themselves?
Okay, that's one plan, but there are all kinds of things that could be going on at the same time.
But they could start that, you know, like you got your house.
But that's something that they have to do. What can we do as individuals? You're not a black man, I'm not a black man. Okay, the fact of the matter is that there are things that we can do individually. I know a lot of folks that would never stand next to Francis Slay or be at any Francis Slay's event as a black person because of what he's done to black people. That's a small thing that we could do.
I know, but that's not going to help.
Sure it is.
The kids
sure
in
it
school
is.
With those alternative schools.
It's all a process. Otherwise, you're sending the message to these kids that this is all right and he's all right.
Okay,
when they see folks
open up the school today
again, because the superintendent feels empowered that he can do anything that he wants, that Francis Slay tells him, because there are too many people in the city of St. Louis that are giving either positive support to Francis Slay or passive support to Francis Slay. You got to start with Francis Slay.
You got thousands of people here in the city of St. Louis. Look at all these parents.
Mm-hmm. You're not a parent of a kid in the school. What can you do as an individual? One of the things that you can do as an individual is to make sure that people know who is responsible for this mess, and that's Francis Slay. Got to roll. Going to take another. Nope, we got to take a break, folks. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to deal with the head of the beast. Deal with the head of the beast. I'm Liz Brown.
Wow.
Stay with me.
Mommy's kissing Santa Claus.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Missouri Lottery Powerball. One lane is open in both directions on Hanley between Wydown and Forest Park Parkway due to a water main break. I expect long delays on the side streets of Clayton. Northbound 55 at Green Park, there's an accident that's been cleared, but there may be some delays. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to 44, look for heavy volume going on there. Highway 47 and County Highway CC, that accident's been cleared. County Highway T at County Highway D out in Nomelli, look for that accident to have been cleared as well. Eastbound 44 at Antire, two left lanes are blocked due to an accident. Westbound 40 between 55 and Clark, look for normal traffic, but the left lane is closed due to construction. Eastbound 40 between 14th and Broadway, look for construction having various lanes closed. Westbound 40 between Poplar Street Bridge and Clark, look for construction work going on there as well. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Merrimack River Bridge, look for heavy volume going on. Eastbound 70 at K and 79, possible stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 from Lilac to West Florissant, expect slow traffic. Westbound 40 between St. Louis Science Center and Hanley, look for heavy volume going on there as well. Also, westbound 40 or eastbound 40 between Spady and Hanley, look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 from Illinois 3 to the Canal Bridge, look for stop-and-go traffic. Southbound 170 from Brentwood to 40, look for slow traffic there as well. Eastbound 70 between 270 and St. Charles Rock Road, you've got slow traffic. And eastbound 44 from Lindbergh to Sappington, look for possible stop-and-go traffic as well. Westbound 5570 from 203 onto the PSB, look for stop-and-go. Westbound 64 from 25th onto the PSB, heavy volume going on there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Gravel Pit to Laclede's Landing, it is easing up this hour. And northbound Route 3 onto the approaches of Poplar Street Bridge, you have slow traffic. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Missouri Lottery Powerball. With jackpots starting at a whopping $15 million and increasing by $5 million each drawing, Missouri Lottery's Powerball is bigger than ever. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Chance of rain today, cloudy, high in the upper 40s. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the lower 30s. Thursday, mostly cloudy, chance of flurries throughout the day. Chance of sprinkles in the afternoon with a high around 40. Thursday evening, cloudy and colder with a low in the lower 20s. And then on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 30s. Currently, at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 34 degrees under cloudy conditions with drizzle. Lambert Field is reporting 35 and clouds as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip, stop at Sears first, and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and get a new attitude.
You can ride with the James Gang. Just saddle up with Dennis James online at WGNU.net.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
Wednesday morning at 9, Hollywood director Kitty Cavey joins Liz Brown for a look at how Hollywood stereotypes Asians. Her life story in itself is a fascinating show, but her latest work is called Smashing Stereotypes, and it pulls the curtain on how a Korean-born actor came to Hollywood with plenty of merits, but became typecast to only certain styles of roles. Does the acting industry really let you succeed through hard work? Don't miss director Kitty Cavey, Wednesday morning at 9, on The Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Around the world, around the and, world behind, the and story. Behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. Robin, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you today?
I'm outstanding.
I was listening to the Wake Up Call with the News Watch, and I have three children at a Tambourine High School.
Yes,
and my son, I think I had called you last month, and I was telling you that my son was saying that they were planning on, you know, spreading these kids out to different schools. Well, now they've already told the children, you know, exactly what schools they will be attending and haven't even sent a letter or anything to the parents, letting them know anything. Like, it's already written in stone. My daughter, who's in the ninth grade, she was told she'll be attending Williams.
Well, have you called them and talked to them?
I've called, so I'm blue in the face. Never get a call back. Never. They're always in meetings.
Have you gone down there?
I haven't gone down there. I haven't been down. I've gone to the meetings. You know, I usually go to the meetings. I didn't go to the Car Lane meeting yesterday. But I usually go to the meetings and...
You know what I would do? I would take a comfortable chair, and I would go down there, and I would sit down there till I talk to somebody.
Because I told my kids, you know, you go to Vashon. Now, if they had did what they were supposed to do in the beginning, they would have these alternative schools besides close them down. Now you want to reopen them. And where are we going to get the money to send these kids to these different schools when you didn't have the money last year? You had to close the schools.
Very good. That's the question, isn't it, Robin? Go down there, take a chair, and sit down there till somebody talks to you.
You know, and I do things like that. So
all right.
My kids already said, but if my mama said we're not going to a different school, we're not going to a different school.
Go down there and let me know what happens.
Okay, thank you.
All
have
right.
a good one.
454-0400 is my phone number. Rosie.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
It's kind of off the subject of what are you talking about, but it's still about children. I have a program out of Chesterfield Mall, consists of 1,500 children. And my concern is out there this week is Friday's our last day, and we still have about 500 kids left to be adopted. And when I say adopted, it means someone come in, select a card with the child's name, and buy them three of the gifts that's on that card, which is warm clothing. And that's what we're asking.
You're out in the Chesterfield Mall?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you all the way out there?
Well, we've been out there. This is our 19th year.
Okay.
And when we started out, it was just more than myself.
Mm-hmm.
It was two other organizations.
Okay. Okay, well, then you're just asking people to come out to the Chesterfield Mall?
Yes, ma'am. Come out and adopt our children. Our children come from various sources, children home, foster care, schools, pantries, churches like that.
Okay.
And these kids don't have anything, less than we do something. You can also reach me at area code 314, is that appropriate?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Okay, area code 314. 385-9174.
385-9175? 74. 74, I'm sorry. 9174.
Uh-huh.
And your name again, please?
My name is Rosie Clay, and I've been in this program, like I said, for some 19 years now.
All right, Rosie. We'll give your number out again, 385-9174.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care. Happy holidays.
You too.
454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone.
Hello, Miss Liz.
Yes.
I just love you.
Thank
Every
you.
Time I hear your little kids say that, it just...
Aren't those babies the best?
Yeah, that's the beauty of me, Liz.
Oh,
I know I
love
don't call
babies.
Too much, but always be listening. I just kind of wanted to find the end for your show.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So you've been doing okay?
I've been doing all right. How about you?
I'm fine. Just fine.
All right now.
Yeah, and then want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank
and
you
I'll be
so
listening.
Okay, thank you. Same
all
to
right,
you.
All right, take care.
All right, take care of yourself. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. I've told you about the Katrina survivors, Katrina victims living in barns. And FEMA saying, and 1,500 trailers ordered, sitting there waiting to be picked up and used. But FEMA, and these were ordered the day after Katrina hit. And Katrina's not paying for those trailers. Because they don't have the money to do that. They have to be careful with their money. And then I just look at this story that comes out of the Chicago Trib. About the Rendon Group.
The Rendon Group was hired to help Afghan President Karzai with media relations in 2004. $1.4 million. $1.4 million. That's what they were hired for. But that wasn't all that they got. They got an additional $3.9 million through the Pentagon to create a media team for Afghans' anti-drug programs. What could we do with the $3.9 million media campaign? What could we do with that? How much could we change the world? How much could we change the world? But that's not all. The company's work in Afghanistan is just a sliver of the more than $56 million that the Pentagon has paid Rendon since September 11th, when it became one of the leading media consultant companies in the Bush administration's war on terror, and it's also doing work for the Pentagon. We've paid them $56 million. What do you think we could do down in, let's think of a place, so New Orleans. What do you think we could do in New Orleans with $56 million? Huh? How many, suppose the government took $56 million and just bought up all the drugs the seniors used. I realize that you can't buy something for everybody, but just bought up, used $56 million and gave the drugs away to the neediest people. And every state had 25 seniors that they gave drugs to for a year. 15 seniors that they gave, paid for their drugs for a year. What do you think we could do with $56 million? $56 million. And I'm going to talk to you about where that money has gone. Lord have mercy. Whew, we need to take a break. We need to take a break. Put some Christmas music out here. Put some holiday music out here. Because this stuff is bad. This stuff is bad. Stay with me.
Little girls, little boys, dream of worlds, lots of toys, this time of the year, when Christmas is near. Evergreen or snowy white, sleigh bells ring through the night, this time of the year, when Christmas is near.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Hi, I'm Brian Kay, sales manager at WGNU Radio. Right now, you're hearing my voice. What you could be hearing is yours, telling people about your business. Call me during regular business hours at 314-454-6660, and let me show you how effective and affordable radio ads can be on WGNU, and how they can bring new customers to you. Once again, that's Brian Kay at 314-454-6660. We can replace this ad with yours.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Jerusalem. Israel says it's going to approve construction of hundreds of new homes in West Bank settlements. That's a direct violation of the American-backed peace plan. Defense Minister Mofaz gave approval to the plan this week, just before he left the Likud party to join Prime Minister Sharon's newly formed Kadima party. Sharon has in the past said he will keep large blocks of settlements near the boundary with Israel. Israel has evacuated all of the West Bank along the Gaza Strip. A spokesman for the Palestinian Authority says this new announcement undermines the vision of a two-state solution. Most of the proposed new housing will be in those land blocks that Sharon says he wants to keep. And Dateline Tampa. A Palestinian, the government says, was the head of Islamic Jihad in North America, has been acquitted on charges of conspiring to murder and maim people outside the U.S. Sami al-Arayan was acquitted on 8 of 17 charges brought against him. The jury deadlocked on the other 9. The trial was being touted as an exhibit in the effective use of the Patriot Act and was described as one of the most important prosecutions in the war on terror. Al-Arayan is a former professor at the University of South Florida and was indicted in 2003 as a result of the Patriot Act, which was established in late 2001. Thousands of hours of phone conversations and hundreds of intercepted faxes were the basis of the government's case that Al-Arayan and his co-defendants operated a jihad cell based out of Syria that was responsible for financing and coordinating terrorist attacks in Israel. He said the money he raised went to Palestinian charities in the West Bank and Gaza areas. Ironically, Al-Arayan supported George Bush for president in 2000. But he's still in jail as prosecutors determine if they want to try him again. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Fiction. Classics.
What to get for the person who has everything.
Mystery. Horror.
Bargain Books has 50,000 Christmas gifts for under $20.
Westerns. Zane Grey.
Books and more books. Plus videos, magazines, and even DVDs.
Mythology. Psychology.
Open 7 days a week. 20% discount on Sundays. Mention WGNU and get a free book.
Travel. Children's books.
Bargain Books at A1 Books, 10204 Page in Overland, across the street from McMurray Music.
Once upon a time in a small cottage lived a boy named Chuck. One day, Chuck heard a knock from inside the wall.
Who is it?
He cried, for Chuck cried rather easily.
It is I, the energy hog, over here,
said a voice. Now, an energy hog is what you have when people waste energy. Chuck ran to tell his family.
There's a hog in our house!
Exclaimed Chuck.
That's no way to talk about your Aunt Melba,
said his mother, and sent him to his room.
That does it,
said Chuck. He raced to his computer and logged on to energyhog.org.
I'll just have to get rid of it myself.
At energyhog.org, Chuck played cool games and learned to use energy wisely. He learned that by switching to better light bulbs, he had the power to rid the cottage of the evil energy hog forever.
I'm leaving, but I shall return,
vowed the hog.
Don't count on it, bacon breath,
vowed Chuck. And the moral of the story is, to use energy wisely, log on to energyhog.org, or a switch in time, save swine.
This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Science or religion, Republican or Democrat, politics, education, crime, or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies. What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan, on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Try your best.
Wednesday morning at 9, Hollywood director Kitty Cavey joins Liz Brown for a look at how Hollywood stereotypes Asians. Her life story in itself is a fascinating show, but her latest work is called Smashing Stereotypes, and it pulls the curtain on how a Korean-born actor came to Hollywood with plenty of merits, but became typecast to only certain styles of roles. Does the acting industry really let you succeed through hard work? Don't miss director Kitty Cavey, Wednesday morning at 9, on The Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. Irma, good morning.
Good morning. I'm Irma, and I'm 33-year teacher. I guess retired in June, and I've been watching all of this corruption and stuff going on. I'm wondering, where is Mary and the union? And I don't know why my fellow comics don't stand up. But what I really called about is about the trustee board. I'm not with the retirees. Now, they're talking about building a $2.4 million headquarters, and I'm fighting against this. They got Paulette McKinney and Marlene Davis, Vince Schaible. I know they're after our $1 billion trust fund. So we're fighting. They're
why
doing
would you
things.
Build, why would you? Wait, let me slow down. Just for a second. Uh-huh. Just for a second.
Okay.
Why do you need a how many million-dollar headquarters?
They got a $2.4 million headquarters that they're building up there on Grand.
Oh, and the Grand Center with Vince Schaible.
Yes. And we don't need anything like that. All we need is a building.
When did the decision to do that take place?
That decision took place, they say, in June, but there is no record as to where it took place. So I've been kind of like going around listening, investigating.
Has ground been broken?
They canceled the groundbreaking ceremony. It's supposed to be on yesterday, but it's been canceled. And then now they're just going to tell us, they're going to invite us to come in and view the building.
Ain't that some stuff? Well, you know, don't say that there's not money to be made in the St. Louis public schools, because Vince Schaible stole his share of it.
Yeah, and I'm watching. I wish Mary and Betty Finneran would get up and do something and stop fighting amongst the members.
But here's one more. Here's another thing. I think that there are too many people within the St. Louis public school system, retirees and the active teachers included. Here's the thing. We told you a year and a half, almost 2 years ago now,
right,
what was going to happen. And everybody thought that their ox wouldn't be gored. The retirees thought that, well, that's just the craziness that's going on with my board. My money's fine.
Yeah.
And they stood silent, and they stood largely disconnected to this. We had the teachers who thought, okay, well, you know, it's not going to be as bad as what they said. We're not going to, we're going to give them a chance. And they thought that their ox was not going to be gored, or they thought that their contracts would be respected. It shows what they, how much respect they have for your contracts with what they did to the stationary engineers. People stood back and said, it's not going to affect me. It doesn't matter if Vince Schaible is on the board. It's not going to affect me. Now your board is fixing to going to create a hole.
That's
where your money is going to be poured into. And trust me, when you're sitting on $1 billion-plus pension fund, somebody's coming after your money. And
correct,
there are no soldiers standing at the gate. And the only way to stop the siege upon the pension fund is for the retirees to get up off of their huffy-duffies and to join hands, or to get down there and take control of that teachers union and do something about the assault that's being made on every last one of you. Every last one of you. You are all in the target site. And you, no retiree can sit out there and say, it's not my issue. Vince Schaible has you all building a dang building, a $2 million building in his neighborhood that he's making money off of, that he is gaining advantage from. And you all said it didn't make no difference if he was on the board. $2 million. What do you need a $2 million building for? What do you need one for? How often do you all meet? How often do you all meet?
About once a month.
What do you need a building for?
For no reason. They're going to put retail down there. And I don't understand.
That's all about Vince Schaible and people on your board not handling their business.
Correct.
It's all, y'all need to get together. You raised the question about Mary Armstrong. Y'all need to go down there.
We have already organized.
All right, now.
Yes, we have.
Well, let me know what I can do to help.
Thank you.
All right, Irma. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. Dolores.
The top of the morning to you, Dr. Brown.
Rest of the day to you, D.
Thank you. That's a tombstone, that building. I wanted to tell you about FEMA.
Yes, ma'am.
I called the 202-566-1600. They didn't know who R. David Polson or David Garrett was.
Homeland Security for Emergency Preparedness and Response.
They didn't know who he was.
Uh-huh.
They gave me a bunch of other crazy numbers that didn't work out.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I did get through to Senator Bond,
mm-hmm,
Talent, Lacey Clay and President Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And you left the message.
Yes, but that 202-566-1600, they give you some number and send you a lot of different places.
That's FEMA. That's the
FEMA. I mean, it's out of order. It's absolutely. I see how people don't have any place to stay. They're glad. They're lucky they got tents, I guess, if he's the boss.
Well, no, they bought their own tents.
But that's a FEMA locator in Washington, D.C., but they don't know anything about how to contact David Polson.
Isn't that something?
It's sad. But for the flu injections that we're going to have to take in case there's an emergency, just have everybody remember the Tuskegee research.
Thanks for your call. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Let me get to... How much time do we have, Howard? You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Miss Brown. The previous lady about the phone number to FEMA, there was two 80-year-old ladies on the TV the other day, and they make the same calls, and they don't have a place to live, and they've been trying to get a trailer. And each time they call, they said they're treated like, you know, don't bother us.
That's right. They're treated like crap.
Yeah.
They're treated like crap.
It's really shy. What happened to all this private money, these billions that was collected? You hear these different agencies.
Well, the head of Red Cross stepped down. So.
Is there an accounting of all the private money?
Nope. Nope, nope, nope.
It just disappeared.
There you go. Thanks
now,
for
why
your...
would two 80-year-old ladies not be able to get a trailer when all these billions of dollars of private money's out there, too, without FEMA?
I'll let that be the question of the day. I'm Liz Brown. This is Wake Up Call. We'll be back with director Kitty Cavey to talk about the movie Memoirs of a Geisha. Stay with me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 9:20 on your AM dial.
Failed this morning after a night of heavy rain. At least one person is missing. Ginger Bell is with the Reynolds County Sheriff's Department.
The upper reservoir at Tomsock Mountain has busted. The water went down East Fork of Black River. I'm completely flooding Johnson Shut-In State Park.
A family of five was rescued after water rushed along the Black River. Three children and a man were killed when a fire engulfed a trailer home in the Phoenix suburb of Peoria, Arizona. Reporter Jim Cross tells us the fire was discovered by the mother of the children.
A mother came home just after 1 o'clock this morning. She found her home burning, her three children dead. Neighbors report hearing explosions, then saw the flames. This fire is believed to be the deadliest fire in Peoria, Arizona history. Fire investigators haven't determined the cause yet.
Two quadruple murders occurred overnight. In Boston, police say four men were found fatally shot in the basement of a house. In Paterson, New Jersey, four people were reportedly shot to death in an after-hours club. Iraqis are preparing to vote in tomorrow's parliamentary elections. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more from Baghdad.
There are more than 300 certified political entities, either single candidates or parties, voters can choose from. But Iraqi journalist Zainab Hussein says none has a distinct message.
It's the same thing. There are promises, and no one's fulfilling any promise. So why should I vote? I don't think any one of them really represents me.
Indeed, most billboards pitch the same things. Better security, more jobs, dependable electricity. To entice uncertain voters, some candidates have blatantly offered cash. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Baghdad.
A remake of the 1930s movie King Kong debuts today. This is ABC News.
Hello?
Mom, there's tons of holiday traffic. Can you suggest an alternate route?
Oh, I better ask your father. Now, Howard!
To make your holiday travel go smoothly, you want TomTom, not Mom.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Easily move from car to car. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way.
You have reached your destination.
Now through December 31st, get a $50 rebate. Learn more at TomTom.com. TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. Chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way. The answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com. Your complete chemotherapy guide.
How far can U.S. interrogators go when it comes to detainees? Arizona Senator John McCain is pushing to prevent torture of detainees in U.S. custody. ABC's Pam Coulter has more.
Senator McCain wants to bar cruel and inhumane treatment of detainees, and his bill allows only interrogation techniques authorized by the new Army Field Manual. But now the Army's added 10 classified pages to the manual, setting out new interrogation methods in great detail. The New York Times says it would guide Army interrogators how to walk right up to the line between legal and illegal questioning. And at a Pentagon meeting, officials raised concerns McCain would be furious at what could appear to be a backdoor effort to thwart him. Pam Coulter, ABC News, Washington.
Police in Britain are talking to a tanker driver in Sunday's huge fire at a fuel depot north of London. One theory is that the driver might have sparked the blast when he turned on his ignition switch after he smelled an odor at the terminal. Michael Barr, ABC News.
Here's a report of WGNU News. This report brought to you by the Illinois Lottery. I'm Peyton Colson reporting. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Department is looking for a man accused of shooting his father, an off-duty deputy. Sheriff Glenn Boyer says 54-year-old Deputy Steve Lockwood was shot in the shoulder last night after an altercation with his son, 34-year-old Stephen Lockwood Jr. The younger Lockwood was last seen fleeing the scene on foot toward Highway A and Highway 21 in Hillsboro and is believed to be carrying his father's department-issued handgun. He's described as 5'8" and 160 pounds and was last seen wearing a brown shirt, blue jeans, and tan boots. Anyone with information is asked to call police. And Alton police are searching for three suspects in several car thefts and a shootout with police. The suspects fled after the shootout, after one suspect wrecked his vehicle and another attempted to escape. Alton Police Chief Chris Sullivan says he's just happy none of his officers were seriously injured.
Most importantly to me is the fact that we had shots fired at an officer in an attempt to injure or kill him, and he is okay. He was basically unharmed, and we had an officer who was involved in a very serious car accident who has been treated and released from the hospital.
Police are searching for three black males in a dark-colored Ford Mustang. One of the suspects is 5'8" and between 16 and 18 years old with cornrows, and another is between 17 and 20 years of age with a light complexion and cornrows. The driver of the wrecked vehicle was flown to a St. Louis area hospital. The bill designed to fight the spread of methamphetamine is on its way to the U.S. Senate. The House passed the Methamphetamine Remediation Research Act yesterday. Missouri Congressman Russ Carnahan, a co-sponsor of the bill, says the law will help combat the drug in his home district and state.
It's really the genesis of this. Communities like ours in Missouri and in Jefferson County in particular that have been struck by meth have really been on the front lines, have developed a lot of expertise, but we've seen this epidemic spread across our country.
The bill would establish a research program at the Environmental Protection Agency to develop guidelines for the cleanup of meth labs. It would also launch a program at the National Institutes of Science and Technology to develop meth detection equipment for police. And finally, shoppers are being warned to keep an eye on their credit cards this holiday shopping season. Cynthia Crawford, a consumer and economics specialist at the University of Missouri, says the best way to do that is to keep a close eye on all your credit cards. Crawford says you should also keep your credit card information, including account number and a lost card number, in a safe place and check your receipts to make sure your full card number is not printed on the receipt. Missouri law bans retailers from disclosing more than the last 5 digits of a credit or debit card account number on receipts. And that's a check of WGNU News brought to you by Illinois Lottery. Play Illinois Lottery's Holiday Instant Tickets. 7 tickets, including Merry Millionaire and Holiday Cash. $75 million in total available cash prizes. Illinois Lottery. Have a ball. Have fun. Play responsibly. I'm Peyton Colson with a report of WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Northbound 270 between Gravois and 44, heavy traffic going on there. Westbound 40 between Poplar Street and Clark, look for construction work going on, as well as westbound 40 between 55 and Clark, there's construction work. Left lane is closed. You'll see various lane closures throughout the day. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Merrimack, look for that to be easing up. Eastbound 40 from Brentwood to Hanley, look for traffic to return back to normal after an earlier stall. Westbound 270 at Lilac, slow traffic there. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley, look for heavy volume going on. Eastbound 40 at Spady, look for slow traffic going on there as well. Westbound 270 from Illinois 3 all the way on to the Canal Bridge. That traffic's finally easing up. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the PSP, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 64 at Illinois 3, which is Sinclair Avenue, all the way onto the Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect heavy volume this hour. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge. That ramp is cleared and moving well now. 67 between Butler Hill and Route M. Look for road marking operations. Expect lane closures. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Relive the great Busch Stadium moments in one DVD, the official Busch Stadium Tribute DVD produced by the Cardinals, on sale for a limited time only at Redbox locations in McDonald's. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Chance of rain today, otherwise cloudy with a high in the upper 40s. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the lower 30s. Thursday, mostly cloudy. Chance for flurries throughout the day and a chance for sprinkles in the afternoon with a high around 40. Thursday evening, mostly cloudy, colder with a low in the lower 20s. And on Friday, mostly cloudy skies, high in the upper 30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 35 degrees under cloudy skies with light drizzle. Lambert Field is reporting 36 and drizzle as well. Stay tuned for more of the award-winning Wake Up Call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We will take you to the news in the 10 o'clock hour, as well as a look at your weather. But up next, it's more of the Wake Up Call right here on AM 920 WGNU. Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget, we are broadcast live. We are streamed at WGNU.net or LizBrown.com, LizzBrown.com. And also, the show is archived daily at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Also, you can podcast me at WhiteRoseSociety.org as well. Those are my digits. Handle your business. I love movies. I will say this. Let me just say this. I love movies. I go to movies all the time. And as a woman of African descent, I am particularly attuned to the images of my people up on the screen. I'm attuned simply because I understand the weight of misinformation, the weight of continuing negative messages. I understand that weight because I live it. And so does every other person of African descent, whether they are willing to admit it or not. There is a weight that comes as a result, and it ain't a good weight, that comes as a result of a continuation of negative messages, negative untrue messages about an entire culture of people. Now, I have been focused on the weight that weight that lands on my people, my community. And I have also been aware that I know because of my life experience that there's also weight on other people. I mean, movies, it's a powerful medium. Media is a powerful medium. I mean, if a commercial can make you think that Spam is hamburger, which it is not, Then what can a movie about a people that you have no access to, or you know have no relationship with, or you know nothing about outside of what you see on TV? What can a single film do? We need to talk about this from another perspective. There is a movie, Memoirs of a Geisha. Brand new movie, and it's the trailers for it are lush, beautiful. And you go see the previews; it's beautiful. I thought it was gorgeous when I saw it, and this is before I decided to do this interview. Because as pretty as it may appear to me through my brown eyes, the issue that should be raised and the concerns that should be articulated is it accurate? Does it contribute to positive? Are you a good witch or are you a bad witch? We need to talk about that. And I have joining me from L.A., director Kitty Cavey, director of Smashing Stereotypes, and she's here to talk about the controversy that is surrounding the film that has just been released and apparently is a Golden Globe nominee, Memoirs of a Geisha. Kitty, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Very good. It's good to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Memoirs of a Geisha is raising controversy. Not here, huh?
You know, I have heard a little bit about that, but I don't know that much about the film other than seeing the previews. It was interesting that they also use a different ethnicity, slightly different Asian ethnicity, to play one kind of Asian.
Well, I know that there's controversy in Asia about this.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And it really seemed like it was only disturbing to them, and generally the United States doesn't really even notice the difference or care.
And what is the controversy in Asia?
Again, I'm not that familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
Other than I believe I'm not sure exactly the story, where it's set, but they use whatever it is. If it's Chinese, they use another type of Asian to play that. And that's what they tend to do in Hollywood, is they tend to use a generic Asian term. So anybody that looks Asian can play any kind of Asian.
And I think that that's what the issue is, because it's my understanding that the controversy is that Japan is enraged, and Japan is enraged, and China is enraged because the Japanese geishas are being portrayed by non-Japanese actresses. And I think in America, it just seems like that any Asian face, they're all the same.
Right. And that's the experience that I've had, is that people tend here in Hollywood to cast just based on the look. And they don't differentiate between the different types of Asian, other than the obvious differences. Like myself, I'm half Indian Asian, which looks clearly different than... say, the lead character in my film, Josiah D. Lee, he's Korean. So clearly we're different. But Josiah is consistently asked by casting directors to portray Chinese, Japanese, Korean, doesn't matter. They all look the same to the casting directors and probably to most of the public here as well.
Well, why was it important for you to make this film, Smashing Stereotypes?
Well, originally I wasn't going to direct it. I just thought it was a story that needed to be out there, that this kind of stereotyping exists. And it sort of continues endlessly without anybody doing all that much about it, because there are other issues that are more in the public's mind, and Asians generally don't tend to be that vocal about the problems that they face. So I felt like this needed a voice.
Well, why would that be? Why would Asians not be particularly vocal about that?
Some of it is cultural, that they're brought up to feel like, you know, if you work hard, you can get ahead, and don't rock the boat. Don't make waves. That's not a good thing. You should be grateful for whatever you get. And then individually, of course, most people feel differently. And Josiah, I mean, this is a true story. So Josiah is a person. He's not just an Asian guy. And he is hurt every time that he's cast as something that he isn't, that he doesn't get called in for roles that traditionally go to Caucasian people, that he's not looked at as... he's not even considered for roles that are romantic leads, and he has no idea why. I mean, he knows he's in America now, and that's how things are done, but it's not fair, and it makes him angry, and it hurts his feelings.
And tell us about Josiah. Is he a character that has come from another country to the United States? Is that how his role is played out in the film?
He came himself from Korea.
Mm-hmm.
To the U.S., and he hasn't really been here that long, but he came here as a child and then went back to Korea, and he did very well in acting back in Korea, and then he wanted to take the next step, which is Hollywood. So he came back to Hollywood, he got his SAG card, and he thought, that's it, you know, I'm going to make it. I'm a good actor, I've done my training, I'm good at what I do, I've got my SAG card, and then... virtually nothing. He goes to auditions and he sees the same Asian faces over and over. There's a very small group of them. They're generally called in for character roles, not really lead roles or anything. And I haven't really seen a whole lot of the breakdowns, which is the sheet that goes out to agents that say what roles are available,
mm-hmm.
but generally when those sheets are sent out and different companies are looking to cast actors, it will say what ethnicity they want. So if it says that they want a Caucasian male, they won't even bother to think of Josiah. And
when they say, do they say Asian or do they say Korean? Do they say Japanese? Do they say Chinese? What do the rules say for on the other side of the issue?
Well, that's the interesting thing is that it will say sometimes Chinese or Japanese, and then they just they call in anybody who looks Asian to fulfill that, unless it specifically states that they speak a specific language. Like if they speak Cantonese, they won't call in Josiah because he doesn't speak Cantonese.
Well, I can say from, and again, I am a huge movie person. I go to the movies all the time. I love movies. There are some shows that I TiVo on television. And one of the rules that I can say that I don't ever remember seeing this in the years that I have watched the television and movies. On my new favorite show, Lost, there is a Korean couple. And a loving Korean couple and a couple that speaks Korean. And the backstory to them is takes place in Korea and it follows their life in Korea. I can't say that I've ever seen that before.
Well, Josiah was on that show in one of the flashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And he was portraying, obviously, a Korean, speaking only in Korean. And what followed that was basically, unfortunately, yes, he was on television. He was on a great show.
Incredible show. It really is an incredible show.
But what opportunities have come from that? None. Because people then assume that he cannot speak English. They just think that how could he possibly be bilingual? And he speaks four languages. He speaks Japanese and Spanish as well as Korean and English.
So what are some of the things that Josiah hears when he walks into casting studios walks into cast for particular roles? What are some of the things that are said? Because I guess my question is when people make these types of statements, are they making them out of bigotry? Or are they making them out of lack of knowledge? How does he interpret those statements?
I can't speak specifically for what he thinks on the inside, but I know that he has been offended by the actions of people. I don't think that they ever really come out that much and say something that could be considered offensive.
Well, let me give you an example. There have been a number of movies made about people of African descent and how we are stereotyped. And when we go up for roles, directors or casting agents will say, well, make it black. And that's offensive. Are there those?
Or that you're not black enough.
Exactly. Are those the types of things that he faces or that he hears and experiences?
Well, I think he looks Asian enough to play any type of Asian with the, the beautiful little almond eyes. But if he really doesn't get the opportunity to go up for the non-specific roles, the Caucasian roles, they just, like I said before, they just won't call him in for that at all. And if there's something that's sort of generic and he happens to come up against Caucasian people, very often they will let him audition in the back of the room or behind other people or in a group, but they're just, they already have made up their mind when he walks through the door and they see what he looks like, that's not what they or their client could use.
And so what is his goal as an actor? What does he want? What would he like to
see? I think he really wants to be an award-winning actor at the top of his game, known for the work that he does rather than his ethnicity. And we've seen that happen to other people when they stop becoming that black guy and start becoming their name. And he wants the same thing. He wants to be known, oh, that's Josiah D. Lee, not, wow, there, that Asian kid was pretty good. And that's what he is now. He's that Asian kid.
And
everybody.
What is the answer to that, Kitty?
I wish I had the answer to that. I really do. And when I made the film, Smashing Stereotypes, I specifically did not put an answer to the problem of stereotyping. I don't know what it is. I don't know of anybody else who knows what that is. Because the problem in my mind is when you remove the essence of what people are, where they came from, their heritage, their lineage. If you take away too much of that in the hopes that everybody can be equal, you lose something that's so valuable in my mind that I think that he can't, Josiah cannot take himself out of being Korean. He can't unbecome Asian, and I don't think he should have to in order to satisfy, you know, the stereotyping issue. So I really don't know what the solution is.
On the other side of the issue, we have the controversy that's raging in Asia right now. That, okay, you want, you as an Asian actor, you as a Korean actor, do not want to be identified through your ethnicity as that Korean actor over there, that Asian actor over there, then why is there a controversy about Memoirs of a Geisha? When the decision was made to cast non-Japanese women in the roles,
and I'm sure they have their reasons. I'm sure they they all auditioned, and these people were better than the other people, or whatever.
But I mean, it comes down
to politics in Hollywood, and. Yeah.
But I guess what I'm trying to get at, and wait a minute, before I get to that, we have to take a break.
Sure.
I am talking to Kitty Kaveh, director of Smashing Stereotypes. She's joining us from L.A. My name is Liz Brown. We will be back. Stay with us.
AM 920 WGNU.
Get wowed by woo! Listen to Debbie Donzie at WGNU.net for women empowering women, or wild energetic women, or
you
wild
don't
wacky women.
With a classic, you can refine it. And that's what we've done this year with the 30th annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party. We've trimmed the time to 3 to 7 p.m. Sunday, December 18th. We've made it an easy drive to Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves, free parking on site and across the street. We've made it cozier with seating limited to a maximum of 500 guests. We've made it family-friendly with buffet-style foods included in the ticket price of $10 per person. We've kept the sweet and sassy dancers and the Jerry Stratz professional dancers and added the DJ playing great music from Complete Music Company, plus fabulous door prizes and a drawing for a 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation-only tickets are $5 each. The only thing missing will be you. Don't be left out. Order tickets from B Parks at AARP, Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler School, Rita Caffey at Contemporary Living Options, or from Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The 30th annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party, Sunday, December 18th, the newest edition of a St. Louis classic.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Everyone at WGNU extends congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communication Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake-Up Call, and with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update. Congratulations, Liz, from your friends and colleagues at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. This is Liz Brown. I'm talking to Kitty Covey, director of Smashing Stereotypes, and she's joining us from L.A. Kitty, the film, your film, Smashing Stereotypes, is about challenging a couple of days in the life of an Asian actor and the stereotypes that he faces in the industry and in his personal life.
Yes.
And I guess I'm trying to work through the issues that are raised by such a film. On the one hand, we were talking about this on the way going into the last break. On the one hand, we have Hosiah Lee talking about wanting to be recognized simply as an actor. A good actor, a great actor, a wonderful actor, and not to be identified solely because of his ethnicity, the fact that he is Korean.
Right.
On the other hand, we have films being not wanting to be identified because of who he is ethnically, but not being channeled into films that only portray Asian actors. But then on the other hand, we have this real issue, at least it's real to folks in Asia, that the correct Asian is not playing, are not playing the roles that are theirs. In the issue of the Memoirs of a Geisha, we have non-Japanese people receiving Golden Globe Award nominations for a film that's about Japanese people. How do we rectify these two needs? Or are both of those needs and issues legitimate? And if so, how do we rectify them?
Well, it's definitely an issue to some people. And those are the people who need to have their voices heard. I think that that's been a problem for a long time, that people like Josiah really haven't had the opportunity to get their voices out to the public in a way that maybe somebody can listen, can take note, can make a change. We're hoping that with the film Smashing Stereotypes, perhaps if just a few casting directors watched it and changed what they did when they cast, and would open the doors for everyone. If there's a male role that's needed, that's in Josiah's general range, why not call in everybody who's male in that range? Why do you have to break it down and say, well, this time it has to be this ethnicity or that ethnicity? Why? in America, there are families who have different colors in the same family unit. Why not have that represented on television or in film? Why does it always have to be, you know, the way it has been? Why can't we change as our society has changed? Or, you know, change... I mean, I guess technically the next film that I really want to do is a Western. And the reason that I want to do that is because there are a lot of parts of history that did exist but are not portrayed accurately in any film that I've seen about the Wild West. I don't think blacks, women, Asians are written about, represented fairly, and they were there. They did things. They had lives. And you hardly ever see a Western with anything but Caucasian people as the good guys and Native American, Indian people, or maybe they're bad, maybe they help, maybe there's some Mexican banditos, but, you know, there's not, it's never really, it wasn't exactly like that, and we don't get to see that.
But see, therein lies the challenge again. Chicken or egg, Kitty? I mean, do we first make the films that portray an accuracy of people of Asian descent? Do we first make the memoirs of a geisha with Japanese or with Japanese people and then begin the process of pursuing the roles that are deemed not or for white folks only? Which one do you do? Because I mean, we still need to have, you just said that we need to make the films about telling the truth about the real experience and the real history of this country with regard to people of Asian descent. And on the other hand, we're asking that, or I hear you asking that we need to knock down the Caucasian-only film roles. Which comes first?
Well, I think that Steven Spielberg is going to go in the path that he's going in and continue to make great blockbuster movies in the way that works for him, in the way that, you know, people go and see his films. And me, I'm going to take a different path. I think that I want any future films that I have the opportunity to direct, I want them to have a message. I want them to say something. I think Smashing Stereotypes does that. And hopefully, any future work that I have the blessing to get to do will accomplish the same thing. I have things to say. I think that there are definitely things that are not right in Hollywood, and that's just a reflection of what's not right in the rest of the country. It, you know, just out of an interesting side note, the one thing that really stopped me or that hit me when making this film, I'm disabled. And people normally don't have any problem with that. And in fact, they didn't have any problem with that while I was making the film. What they had a problem with was that I was a female and I was in a position of authority and power and telling people what to do or what I wanted. And they took a real issue with that. And it was a number of people, not just one or two. And I was surprised because I've just never really come across that before, and perhaps that's because I wasn't in a position of power or authority before.
Mm-hmm.
But I was shocked that it was 2005 and there's still a problem with a woman being in power.
Oh, there's a big problem with the woman being in power. There's a big problem with that. Let me get to another a caller or two. Ex-Peter, good morning.
You know, listening to what she's saying, it kind of reminds Liz of, you know, back in the early, late 1800s and early 1900s, problems, the same situation the African Americans in, where you would have whites would play black roles dressed up in blackface. And, you know, that was a movie that addressed that, that documented those type of things. It was called Ethnic Notions. I don't know if she had opportunity to see it. But it covers a span of about 65, close to 75 years of those type of things that's going on. It's very difficult to make that change, basically because, you know, the majority of the viewing audience here in the United States are Caucasian. And I've noticed some immigrants that come here to the United States, they also observe the problem. What they do, they just bring films or movies, DVDs from their home country and, you know, watch them as a family. So I can say good luck to you. Thank you very much.
And the desire of Hosiah is, he was an actor in Korea. He was a host of a show for a couple of seasons. He worked in theater and film there. Why is it that he wants to come to Hollywood and do it? Why Hollywood? As opposed to staying in Korea and doing his film thing there.
Well, Hollywood is the big dream for a lot of people. I think that, you know, it's the film capital of the world, although not the most prolific, but it's generally what one thinks of as being where you should be if you're going to be known.
Because I'm seeing, I just read an article this morning that Disney is now making its first movie in China, and they are thrilled about cracking the Chinese market. It just seems kind of weird that we have a whole lot of movie makers that are trying to crack into the Asian market, or there's a whole lot of money that movies that sucked here go outside of our market and do quite well, like the movie with Chris Tucker you know which movie I'm talking about with Chris Tucker. He's making the third one now. But anyway, that those movies do well, sometimes better outside of our own nation, and yet and still it seems to be that people want to come here to say that they have made it.
Yeah, and there's money here. There's a lot of money. And, you know, money is the foundation of all that is Hollywood. That's why people do things. That's why they work so hard. That's why they make these huge, huge movies, is to make a lot of money. And unfortunately, you know, that's the industry. That's how you get financing, is you put together a proposal and it tells what you think you're going to be able to do if somebody gives you the money to make the film. How much are they going to get back? You know, how much can you get for distribution? Where can you distribute it overseas? And how much more money can you make on every dollar that's invested?
What's the next step for Smashing Stereotypes?
Well, we just finished our festival run for 2005. We were in 6 film festivals, and we didn't win anything. We didn't win any awards, and that's not surprising considering that this is really sort of a labor of love rather than, you know, I had no experience previously being a director. So although I have had experience in front of the camera acting myself, I've also done modeling, voiceover, that kind of thing, and talent management and all that, this was really kind of surprising that we even got to do as well as we did for this year.
What do you want to do for next year?
I really want to make the Western film. We've been doing a lot of research here, and basically you can get sort of a glimmer of real people's lives, third party, as somebody would mention them in a journal somewhere. There's so many fascinating people who lived in the 1800s and did things, wonderful things, had families, lived lives, had dreams, and nobody ever writes about that. They really, you know, I don't know why that is. I just don't, but I really want to make that film. If not that, if we can't get the financing for that, then maybe I've got a documentary idea.
Well, how can people see Smashing Stereotypes?
They can visit the website, which is www.smashingstereotypes.com. They can email me through there. I can send them a copy because we have entries pending in film festivals for 2006 for that film. I can't publicly show it, but I could send people a copy if they wanted to see it. There's a trailer there. There's the information about the film and about the company behind it, myself.
Very good. I want to thank you very much, Kitty Covey, Director of Smashing Stereotypes. Thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Happy holidays.
You too.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I will be back after this break. Please, please, please stay with me.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Cape Town. A retired Rwandan Army officer has been found guilty of genocide by a United Nations tribunal. Lieutenant Colonel Aloy Simba has been sentenced to 25 years in prison in connection with a three-month slaughter of over 500,000 Tutsis in Rwanda, as well as political opponents from the Hutu majority. Prosecutors say the largest group of killings took place where he was the main defense official over military, police, and civilian militias that carried out the mass murders in the southern portion of Rwanda during the spring and summer of 1994. The tribunal said that he supplied guns and grenades to the troops for the purpose of exterminating thousands of innocent people. The genocide started when an extremist-led government took over after President Juvenal Habyarimana died in a plane crash in early 1994. And Dateline Chicago. A new survey reveals that an overwhelming number of black Americans live in neighborhoods that are more likely to be affected by industrial pollution than white people do. The study also indicates such neighborhoods are much more likely to be affected by poverty, undereducation, and unemployment. Bringing the information even closer to home now, about half of the black people in Missouri live in only about 10% of the state's neighborhoods that have the highest risk for such pollution threats. Census information also indicates that the average income in those threatened neighborhoods is about $18,800 a year, and that amount is more than $3,000 less than the national average. It's no secret that being exposed to air pollution makes lung and heart problems worse and helps create asthma and cancer, and living in it for years and years makes the risks even greater. The EPA says the emissions of over 100 types of toxic materials from industry has gone down significantly over the last 15 years, but that's due in large part to the closure of many manufacturing facilities, which brings you back to the unemployment situation. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Eternity Vegetarian Deli presents vegetarian cooking classes Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Saturday. Prices $25. This week menu, oh my goodness, you don't want to miss this. Tofu scramble, blueberry waffles, sausage patties, fresh broccoli spears with caramelized onions, and almond joy, a dessert drink. Classes Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. For information, call 600-4804. That's 600-4804. And tell them I told you.
Today, all Americans are feeling the pinch of high energy prices. And this winter, the cost of heating your home could account for nearly half of your energy bill. I'm Energy Secretary Sam Bodman, with steps you can take to save money and make your home more energy efficient. First, give your home furnace or heat pump a checkup to ensure it's running as efficiently as possible. Proper insulation in attic, ceilings, floors, crawl spaces, and exterior and basement walls can save 30% on your home energy bill. And insulate the heating ducts, even in unheated areas of your house. Finally, installing a programmable thermostat will ensure you don't pay for energy you aren't using. Program the thermostat down to 65 degrees for 8 hours a day to reduce your heating bill by up to 10%. You have the power to make a difference. You can reduce your home energy bills and help our nation reduce its energy use.
For more energy efficiency tips, please visit our website at www.doe.gov or call toll-free 1-877-337-3463. This powerful savings message is provided by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Alliance to Save Energy.
Hi, folks. This is Decent Guy Don, Ace Black helicopter pilot, your certified conspiracy hunter and all-around decent person. If you want to hear 3 hours of rock'em sock'em beat up on the New World Order crowd, tune in here at WGNU, 9:20 a.m. every Wednesday, 10 o'clock in the morning. We do a no razzmatazz, brass knuckles war on the New World Order crowd. Their house of cards is about to come crashing down, my friends. Come listen to the thunderous crash as we pull the linchpin from the fragile ivory towers of the neocons and insiders in Camp Runamuck every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. with Decent Guy Don at WGNU, 9:20 a.m., Radio Free St. Louis. Stay tuned.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
All of us at Radio Free St. Louis congratulate Joe Garcia, who produces the Wake-Up Call Global News Update, winner of the 2005 award for Best Spot News from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Joe's talent and hard work have contributed to our programming for many years and helps to make our morning program the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Once again, congratulations to Joe Garcia from everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Christmas lights helping to make the season bright, but it's so much more than this to know, and you can't tell me that it ain't so. Sent from on high to us below, talking about a Christmas deal, Christmas for real.
This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. You want to know how bad it is, thanks to George W. Bush, Boy George? You want to know how bad it is because of Boy George? And all you cowardly BDs out there, the ones that too scared. I got an email from somebody complaining. Liz, the reason why people won't call you is because you won't talk to them. Oh, scaredy cat. Bring it on. Bring it on. Don't be scared. Don't use excuses. Grow up. Be a man. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Get over to the phone. Stop your hand from shaking and dial the number. And be done with it. Instead of running behind your mama and saying, she's too hard on us. I can't call. Let me show you how bad things are thanks to Boy George. Kentucky. A woman by the name of Dottie Neely. You want to know how old Dottie Neely is? 87 years old. You want to know what happened to Dottie Neely? She was put in jail, fingerprinted. She and her oxygen tank. She and the tubing from her oxygen tank were thrown into a jail cell. You want to know why? Bunch of folks, bunch of old folks, bunch of seniors in Kentucky. They're reselling their painkillers. When a person's only receiving $500 a month from Social Security, and they can sell their pills for $10 a piece, they're doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it. So what does that say about us as a society that we're throwing them in jail? I guess grandmama on a, or somebody's grandmama on an oxygen tank and with a tubing is a lot easier to catch than, oh, let's say, Kenny Boy Lay. Our resources are going after grandmama. Somebody's grandmama. 87 years old. There's an Operation Unite going after the pushing of OxyContin. You know, that's the drug, the junkie. What's that junkie's name? What's the number one junkie's name? Rush Limbaugh. That's right. Number one junkie. That's what he uses. And maybe that's where he got his supply from. Maybe Rush is a liberal we didn't know. Maybe he's out there really trying to help the poor. Maybe that's the defense that Rush could use. I was trying to help the poor, so I was buying up all of their pills. Thousands and thousands of them at $10 a pop. Maybe, you know what, I'm going to call his defense attorney as soon as I get off the air. I got the defense for you. It's called the Grandmama Defense. I was trying to help. We don't need Medicare anymore. We've got that. And with all the pills, the drug that Rush Limbaugh, Drug Limbaugh bought, got, I think he could save the Medicare program by buying up all these old people's pills. See? There's an answer. There's an answer for a lot of stuff out there. We just got to put our heads to it. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay strong.
Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
Boom, 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 boom.
Fancy baby.
920 on your AM dial, WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Michael Barr. Homes and vehicles were washed away after a reservoir failure in southeast Missouri. At least one person is missing after water rushed along the Black River in Lesterville. Carolyn Hewitt manages a log cabin inn nearby.
You're talking lots of water. That's how many acres? About 50 acres of...